And when we talk to you again, Kate Muir, thank you very much, Kate Muir,
okay,
of the Times.
Thanks.
Some blokes wandered into the studio.
Yes, I'll take that as a, you know, I mean, that's politer than Julie Hartley Brewer ever is. To be honest with you, some bloke.
What does she say? Get out.
More or less, yeah, yeah. She sort of, you know, looks at me with that steely gaze she has.
Gimlet eye.
Yeah, she's only got the one as well, hasn't she? Which is very unfortunate, yeah. The other one's,
it's just funny.
The other one's made of hate.
Why do we never say the gimlet eyes?
The gimlet eyes? Because is you only one gimlet eye in any ideal? I don't know, actually.
It's like there I was going to get my eyes. I thought, oh, yeah, I'll have a gimlet one. I'll have a gimlet, which I'm sure is a drink, isn't it?
Is it?
I'm sure a gimlet is...
You're thinking of a goblet.
No, I'm not thinking of a goblet. You could have a gimlet in a goblet, but I think a gimlet is something to do with gin. Isn't it gin and pink stuff?
Is it?
Gin and bitters. I'm sure that's a gimlet.
I bow to your cocktail knowledge, Penny
I'd like
Smith.
To have a gimlet in a goblet.
Would you? I mean, the afternoon is still young.
It
Maybe
is
you
indeed.
Could have one.
It's only a matter of time. Talking of which, what are you doing?
Oh, I don't know. It's a bank holiday, isn't it?
So, yeah, you know,
everyone's gone on holiday to Heathrow Airport to stay, haven't they? So we'll be talking about British Airways for a bit.
Yeah.
I think I'm very excited by Emmanuel Macron's handshake with Donald Trump where he wouldn't let go and then squeezed his hand till the knuckles went white.
I'd love
so
that.
We're going to be talking about that.
It's just so good, isn't it?
John Noakes has died, who, of course, is from my childhood, like, such an iconic figure.
Get down, Shep.
So I think the whole show is going to be dedicated to John Noakes, because it's not what he would have wanted, but it's all we've got. So yeah. We'll be just doing that.
Right, there we go. News next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.
You know the saying, blink and you'll miss it? Well, you could use it for TalkTalk's Fibre Flash sale. Because for a very short time, you can get TalkTalk Fibre, which is four times faster than standard ADSL broadband, for just £25 a month, including line rental, for 2 whole years. It's Britain's lowest priced fibre compared to Sky, BT and Virgin over 24 months, saving you up to £535 versus BT. But hurry, the flash sale ends on Thursday. Search TalkTalk Fibre and join now. TalkTalk. For everyone.
Comparison with BT excludes voucher and is based on TalkTalk's faster up to 38 meg and BT's Infinity One up to 52 meg packages. Contract and conditions apply.
Van Buster now on. The Titan 750 watt 115 mil angle grinder, just £20. When it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Hi.
Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 for my old banger to put towards a brand new car.
Yes, you can afford a new car. Scrap your old car, and on top of our other great offers, we'll give you £2,000 scrappage to put towards a shiny new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
Right now, all Wren kitchens are half price and VAT free. Plus, get a Bosch dishwasher for just £179 when you buy 5 or more units. Hurry, offer ends Wednesday at 8 p.m.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
It is one of the actual clock. Bank Holiday Monday. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Toby's got the news.
Good afternoon. Coming up, MI5 investigates missing Manchester clues. BA chaos continues. And Blue Peter mourns its longest serving host.
Talk Radio.
The Home Secretary says it's right that MI5 should investigate itself over whether it overlooked intelligence about the Manchester bomber. Salman Abedi is thought to have been repeatedly reported to authorities by concerned teachers and religious leaders. The intelligence agency has started inquiries into how it missed the danger posed by the attacker. 14 people remain in custody. Meanwhile, as Manchester continues to show it won't be cowed, the Great Manchester Run has taken place with 40,000 involved. Katie Holdaway took part and told Talk Radio there was a great atmosphere there.
We had a minute silence before we ran and you could feel it. Like, it really hit home how horrible the attacks were last week, but how much strength and love the city has shown, and it was just incredible.
British Airways passengers are facing a third day of disruption amid claims the chaos could have been avoided if it hadn't been greedy and outsourced IT work to India. Computer problems grounded scores of planes over the weekend, leaving thousands stranded at airports. John Noakes, the former Blue Peter presenter, has died aged 83. His family says he passed away peacefully in his sleep yesterday. He'd been suffering from Alzheimer's. Noakes presented the show for 13 years, making him its longest-serving host. Fellow former presenter Janet Ellis told Penny Smith he was a genius on screen.
And the secret with all good children's programmers is that the children will watch it very happily and the parents want to be in the room too. And I don't think there are many mums and dads who left the room when he was on because his charisma was extraordinary.
Police caught a driver using a mobile phone every 7 minutes in the weeks after tough new punishments were introduced. Figures show 6,000 motorists were penalised in Britain in March. And it's claimed parents are taking an average of nearly £50 a year from their children's savings. A survey found 3 in 5 mums and dads admitted dipping into their kids' piggy banks, paying the school lunch money, needing loose change for parking, and covering school trips were the most common reasons.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Don't know. Hi, Toby.
Hello.
Hi there. Someone's already texted in saying... let me find this. Where does it say? Please bring back your news replacement service. It's a bank holiday.
Yeah.
Victoria is obviously undergoing emergency engineering works.
Yes.
They're planned.
They're planned.
I mean, they're planned engineering works on Victoria.
Normally that just happens at the weekend, but they can do more.
They do more at the bank holiday, Victoria. So you are the replacement service. So,
yes.
So just
I am
just
indeed.
Making that clear this afternoon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hopefully I don't take longer than she does, like normal replacement services.
Well, you have
do.
To stop at every news story.
I do.
And
would you like me to do that?
Take longer. Well, can you stop at the weather next?
I just have stopped at the weather.
Right. Would you like to do the weather?
I'm happy to do the weather.
Let's do that.
Okay. Showery rain moving in. I thought there was going to be a stab there. That's why I hesitated.
I've already had
not
that.
Happening? Okay. Showery rain moving into northern areas. Central and southern parts dry until later this afternoon, when some thundery showers will arrive, warm with highs of 23 Celsius.
Excellent. Now, who's got the sport today? Because you pre-recorded it on Friday.
Right.
We know that Ben, who normally does it, is on holiday.
He's having work done.
Yes.
Yes. So, like Victoria.
Who's got the sport today?
Toby Gillis.
That's you?
Yes.
You've got the sport as well?
Yes.
Well, hang on a minute.
At least until 3 and maybe even past 3.
What? So you're in here live doing the news?
Yes.
But you've got pre-recorded sport?
No, it's not pre-recorded.
What?
It's live.
What are you talking about?
Live news, live weather, live sport this with Toby Gillis.
This is you work hard.
Too hard.
Everyone else pre-records it.
I get paid less as well.
Fewer. Are we doing sport now then? Live?
Live sport.
This is amazing. All right then, here's...
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Toby with the live sport.
Reading could end their first season under
Yats. Are you sure this is live? Because normally I talk over it and it carries on regardless.
Didn't, did it?
No, so that's good proof. Yep. All right, go on then.
Reading could end their first
Hi,
season...
Hi, Toby.
Hi. Under Yaps Down with promotion to the Premier League this evening. You can tell
you've
it's
edited
not,
that out.
You can
you?
Tell it's not pre-recorded because yeah, I made an error.
Right.
The former Manchester United defender leads them into the Skybet Championship playoff final against Huddersfield at Wembley this afternoon. Stam says getting promotion would mean a huge amount to everyone at the club.
Well, of course, yeah. It's going to be one of the biggest achievements as a manager. And I think if you can achieve with the club in where we are now with Reading, if we can achieve to go up to the Premier League, I think it's for myself, but it's for everybody over here, a very big achievement.
And if you want to hear that match, it is live over on Talk Sport, kick-off 3 o'clock. Manchester City are set to continue their post-season spending by signing Benfica goalkeeper Ederson. The Brazilian's expected to cost around £35 million. That would be a world record fee for a keeper. They already signed Bernardo Silva from Monaco on Friday. And the British tennis number 3, Alias Bedonet, is through to the second round of the French Open. He beat America's Ryan Harrison 6-4, 6-love, 3-6, 6-1. Mikhail Kukushkin of Kazakhstan is his next opponent. It's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Isn't that really weird? Look, see, Cornelius,
I didn't know about this.
Toby's doing the sport live.
Hi.
Where's Ben?
Well, Ben's on holiday.
It's bank holiday, isn't it? So he's not. He's not going to be here.
Where's Pertabat?
Pertabat was here this morning.
But this never happened. So my question to you is this.
Yeah.
Right. If you are here to do the news live and then the sport live, why don't we do that all the time? Why do we have to have pre-recorded sport?
Well,
you don't know, do you?
You're normally at Talk Sport.
Effectively, what normally happens is that there's one person doing sport, one news person on Talk Sport, and one news person on Talk Radio, and the sport person works across not just two stations, but three if you add in Virgin, which is also part of our network.
Okay.
Today, however, there is one person on news on TalkSport and one person on news on Talk Radio. And the reason that is is because Reading are in the playoff final and the person who was booked to do news on Talk Sport
yes.
has gone to the playoff final because he's a Reading fan, so cancelled relatively late. So the person that was on Sport on Talk Sport is now doing news and sport on Talk Sport, and therefore
you've
I'm doing
the
news and sport on Talk
Radio.
I mean,
God forbid someone could read the sport news from a football match.
Well, I mean, phone him up. He might be prepared to do it.
David Spencer.
He might be prepared to do that, you know.
Well,
he's keen.
I hope you're being paid more, is all I'm saying.
I'm absolutely not.
Okay,
no.
Fine.
Less.
Right.
Fewer.
Right, okay. Let's do a bank holiday programme then. It's Talk Radio. In the afternoons, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
You know the saying, blink and you'll miss it? Well, you could use it for TalkTalk's Fibre Flash sale. Because for a very short time, you can get TalkTalk Fibre, which is four times faster than standard ADSL broadband, for just £25 a month, including line rental, for 2 whole years. It's Britain's lowest priced fibre compared to Sky, BT and Virgin over 24 months, saving you up to £535 versus BT. But hurry, the flash sale ends on Thursday. Search TalkTalk Fibre and join now. TalkTalk. For everyone.
Comparison with BT excludes voucher and is based on TalkTalk's faster up to 38 meg and BT's Infinity One up to 52 meg packages. Contract and conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
I'm John Holmes.
He is 70 years old, Bill.
I have a pet shark. He's called Sharky McSharkface.
I find that very hard to believe.
This is interesting. We've got this one here from Greg James.
Oh, that's not going to go well, is it?
It's high risk, isn't it?
It is high risk. You have to fill in a form. And funny, I didn't get an email back.
Do I sound constipated?
I don't know. Thank you for that. Yeah, good enough. You're keeping it in.
Stop on by. I'll make you a cup of coffee.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway, it could be put into a blender. Perhaps like Michael Bay or something.
Shut up, John.
Trevor in Devon says that. We've got mud pies and archery.
So you could get into a lot of troubles. Start your message with the word talk.
No.
You just talk about your own bowel movements in front of you, me at six.
Waste of time. Don't want to bother.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant one.
So, hello then, and good afternoon to you. Good bank holiday afternoon, by the way. And actually, I think this music that we're playing now, so I don't really want to play this as today's bed music because I think an icon of childhood has died. So, I think we'll go with this today. Think of this show today as a tribute to John Noakes. It's not what he would have wanted, but it's all we've got. So good afternoon, welcome, bank holiday. And by the way, I say good afternoon, and those are still my views, to wish you a good bank holiday afternoon. Because I know after seeing the latest Diane Abbott car crash interview on Andrew Marr yesterday, views can change very much like hairstyles, can't they? Diane Abbott answered a question on her opinion of the IRA by likening it to the afro she had 34 years ago. No one really knows why. But though I did myself have a different haircut 34 years ago, I mean, I was a tiny child, so my mum probably did it, my views on the IRA have remained consistent. Perhaps Diane Abbott should borrow one of their balaclavas if she finds changing haircuts confusing, so cover it all. For balance, by the way, I did say that Diane Abbott's interview was a car crash there, didn't I? But for balance, my local MP... called Julian Brazier, Conservative, once killed a man in a car crash by driving on the wrong side of the road in Italy in 2002. Got a 4-month suspended sentence. Everyone seems to have forgotten it, so I just thought I'd, mention it. For balance. Anyway, hello, bank holiday! A special hello to you if you're enjoying a break, a well-earned break on the floor of Heathrow Airport. Now, British Airways, still doing their bit to become the world's least favourite airline, of course, but if you are enjoying your half-term break, browsing in duty-free for giant Toblerones, of course, and airport-exclusive bottles of Jägermeister, maybe you're looking at that seafood bar that they have. It was a seafood bar, didn't they? wondering why the hell anyone eats there, given that the cost of one oyster is equivalent to the foreign country you're trying to get to's national debt. And you've seen the sights as well. You've been out seeing the sights in the airport, like, you know, like a posh car being raffled off on a podium. And then a special welcome to you. It seems that the catastrophic system failure with BA is down to them outsourcing their technical systems. That's what we've been hearing. That's in all the papers, of course, on all the news. The union, for their part, say that outsourcing to India, the technical systems being outsourced to India, is the problem. As there were lots of sackings of people in this country over it. But I'm not sure, given the level of equipment failure and the speed with which it's not been fixed. Our thinking here at Talk Radio is that perhaps British Airways actually outsource their technical system to the engineers here. I don't know. That's what we've been thinking, anyway. Anyway, welcome one and welcome all. Shall we see what's coming your way on the bank holiday? Your chance to make up a news story, that's on the way, of course. At 2 p.m. there will be a 2 p.m. bulletin. We'd like you to make up a news story to go in there. It's fake news writ large. Get in touch with us. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
There's a diversity paper review on the way. We'll go through the papers with a diversity, a different one each day, of course, to keep us in our position as the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today, Rudd's back. He's bisexual. We'll bring you more election news, election roundup, as we follow the leaders. There's another spotlight on a constituency for you as well, as we continue our election guide. All the current affairs rammed through the medium of Japanese poetry as well, to make it easier to understand. We bring you the news in haikus. There's the big debate at three. Work experience punditry, relentless enthusiasm puppy Josh will be here. Regular listeners will know Josh. He's far too enthusiastic. He just likes everything he reviews. He just likes being on the radio. It's like a dog humping a broadcasting leg. He'll be here. Being irritating. Just after 2:30. All your reactions very welcome as well this afternoon. And as it's a bank holiday, what we thought we'd do is bring you some request Monday. Now, normally we do this on a Friday, but copying Radio 2, you know, where you can choose records, you can dedications and requests, that kind of thing. We can't do that. We're a speech radio station. But what we can do is bring you speeches and talks for your requests and dedications. So we'll bring you that today. Some request Monday. So if you'd like to hear a speech or a talk and dedicate it to someone, 87222.
Start your message with a word
That's
talk.
All radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And later today as well, a bank holiday special game of Snowflake Buckaroo. It's like Buckaroo, but instead of a donkey, we've got a millennial snowflake. And instead of hanging, like, pickaxes and ropes and buckets on the donkey, we hang trigger words on the snowflake and see how long it takes the snowflake to kick off and run away to its safe space. Oh, so offended. Snowflake Buckaroo on the way later. Right, Ginger Dave is not producing. Ask Broadcast is not through the glass. Today, Ask Broadcast is replaced by Chloe, who normally does the buttons. Hello, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe. What's it like in the other seat?
It's a revelation.
Does it smell of an egg?
I disinfected it.
Well, you're right to do so as well. By the way, Chloe got engaged, everyone.
Oh, really? Oh,
congratulations.
Congrats, you guys.
Well, so Chloe's ass prodding today. Which means that Mark is on the buttons. Hi, Mark.
Hello, John.
Hi, Mark. Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right.
It's good to have you back, Mark.
No, it's good to see you through the window.
Yeah, very nice. Hayden turned
Cornelius.
It's
so jolly this morning,
isn't it? Yeah, it's for the afternoon. Keep up. Hi, Cornelius.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah,
are
good.
So you're producing?
Yeah, I'm in charge.
Really?
Yeah.
Because last time that happened, we had an Ofcom complaint, didn't we?
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
It was once, and it wasn't upheld.
But it was within 10 minutes of your show starting.
Stop encouraging the listeners sending any complaints.
Anyway, I am John Holmes. This is Talk Radio in the Afternoons. Now, as you know, if you're a regular listener, you know we have to start with some music, of course. Obviously not the Blue Peter theme here. We play for the late John Noakes, of course. Well, we had to start with some music to get to today's big story. The clue is either in the title of the song or indeed the artist whose song it is. And all you have to do is work out the cryptic clues. You're looking forward to playing along, Cornelius, as ever?
Cannot wait.
I know. Play along at home just for fun. How does this link to today's big story? It's Toto. It's Africa. It's 16 minutes past one. Toto and Africa, and you're listening to it on Talk Radio in the afternoon. But as I say, why would I be playing that? It links to the big story, but how?
The wild dogs cry out in the night.
Anything to do with wild dogs?
They grow restless, longing for some solitary company.
What could it possibly be? Cornelius, you've been working on the details. It's a big story in the news. We're going to be talking about it, of course, but how on earth... How on earth does that link to it? What could it be? What could the big story be?
I'm not really sure.
Okay.
So I'm just looking at the news. Is it something to do with the shark landing in the fisherman's boat?
How would Toto and Africa be to do with
it? Africa has animals in.
Good.
Sharks are also animals.
Yeah, sort of.
That?
No, it's not that.
No. Is it something to do with Europe?
No.
Is it? No?
No.
Is it Angela Merkel saying they don't need the UK and the US?
No.
I don't know then.
Well, it's very simple, right? So that's Toto.
Toto.
Right. Yeah.
Is it something to do with ballet?
With what?
Ballet.
What's Toto got to do with
ballet? Tutu. Sounds similar.
Well, no. I mean, you could have gone for Archbishop Desmond Tutu and Africa, because it's Africa. The song's called Africa.
Yeah.
It's not that either.
Okay.
But what is Africa?
A continent.
Yeah, that's right. What's another continent?
Europe.
Yeah. What's another country?
Another country?
Yeah.
France?
No.
Germany?
No.
Spain?
No.
North America?
No.
I don't know.
It's India.
India.
Yeah.
I did know that was another country,
yeah.
But...
Yeah. But, and of course, why is India in the news?
I don't know, is it?
Yeah, because BA outsourced their IT systems to India.
Oh, yeah, to India.
So the union say that's the reason that BA's entire system collapsed. And also, of course, that song's got the word plains in it, like the plains of Africa, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
But it's like the plains of here.
Yeah. So, and also, BA do fly to Africa, so...
Yeah.
So it's a British Airways story, isn't it? It's obvious. When you think about it. So we're going to be talking to someone about the British Airways story. IT systems still having problems, of course. The chairman, chief executive of BA has said just now that he will not resign. And he's not blaming cost cutting, although we don't know what he's still blaming. It's a PR disaster. We're going to be talking to somebody about the latest on British Airways and what they could do to try to regain their world's favourite airline moniker back, now that they're the world's least favourite airline. We'll be doing it next on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The latest breaking news, expert analysis and outspoken opinion.
And I, for one, am proud of that.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.
Man, that Hypnos bed is comfortable. Time to get up, work to do. Shower, tick. Shave, tick. Dressed, next question. Time for all-you-can-eat brekkie with the fellas. Bacon, sausages and more bacon. Probably even some beans. Today is a big day. Because you are scaffolders. Whatever your story, this is a great place to start. Premier Inn. Premier You.
Breakfast prices and options may vary. Exclude certain locations.
So you're thinking about getting rid of your grey with Just For Men. And you're wondering, how long will it take? Well, in football terms, faster than half-time. So in those 15 minutes, you could use Just For Men. Hit the loo. Grab a pint. Refill the crisps. Order a curry. And still catch the highlights. So there you have it. In about 5 minutes, you're back to your natural hair colour. Just For Men. Officially faster than half-time. Find it in the men's aisle.
Hey, I'm Lee Reedy. This song's about Oasis drinks.
I'm selling out, singing this song. Your liquid loving stops it feeling wrong. I sold my soul to the marketing team. But the money's good and the Oasis drinks are free. Oasis, it's hashtag refreshing stuff. Oasis, buy a bottle cause it's just ain't enough.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
While shopping traffic causing delays on the M53 northbound between junction 11 for the M56 and 10 at Little Stanley, and also coming off the exit slip road from the M62 at junction 32, the southbound M11 in Essex currently blocked following a car fire between junction 8 for Bishop Stortford and 7 for Harlow. An accident causing delays on the Londonbound M3 between 3 at Lightwater and 2 for the M25. And very slow on the M5 northbound through Somerset between 26 at Wellington and 21 at Weston-super-Mare. I'm Jamie Sercombe.
Buy 6 or more bottles of wine, champagne, sparkling, sherry or port at Sainsbury's and save 25%. Offer ends 6th of June. Excludes gift sets. Maximum 36 bottles per customer. Excludes Centrals, Locals and Scotland. Subject to availability. Online delivery charges apply. Selected Sainsbury's stores only. Please drink responsibly.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Take good care of you, fly the flag. Now, that used to be the slogan for British Airways, didn't it? British Airways back in the day when they were the self-styled world's favourite airline before they became the world's least favourite airline. Axing meals, free meals on short-haul flights. They have the same plans to do so on long-haul flights as well. Their onboard service has nosedived, although, to be fair, many passengers haven't even noticed any of this because they can't even get on the planes now due to an IT failure. All weekend, people have been holidaying in airports as British Airways planes were grounded worldwide, and they still haven't got to grips with it. But that's nothing as to the PR disaster that they'll be facing once they've fixed the computers. So you can't, like with a computer, just switch a brand on and off again and hope it all goes away. Or can you? Well, let's find out, because on the line now is Mark Makovsky. He is a PR guru. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hi, John.
I imagine you're having a better afternoon than BA's PR department.
I think a better afternoon than BA right across the line, really, from PR to IT to customer service to the poor people facing up to the millions of... Well, that's an exaggeration. I am a publicist. But, you know, to the thousands of people who they're facing with all this pain, as they call it.
Indeed. I mean, we still don't know. Is it, well, we've been talking about this. So is the idea that they still haven't really officially said what it was? We know it's an IT outage. We know it's a computer failure globally. It's not very specific, is it? And people want specifics.
People do want specifics. Arguably, they probably don't know what's gone wrong. There was this film released over the weekend of their CEO in a yellow sort of, you know, tabard, you know, depicting that he's at the centre of the crisis, doing all he could, to try and sort this out. But the truth be known, I suspect that the amount of investment they put in the IT system is equivalent to the amount of investment they've done in terms of supplying adequate crisis communications. They're hoping they can fix it and then start from the bottom up. It seems to be the way that airline companies work. Let's not forget United Airlines and the Dr. Dow moments. You know, they weren't accepting any responsibility for the appalling footage of the man being dragged from his plane.
Yeah.
But latterly, they seem to rebuild and obviously clearly paid compensation. And there's a lot of people that you've heard on social media and some radio phone-in programs are saying, yes, when BT gets it wrong, collect all your receipts because, sure enough, they'll compensate. But they're certainly no longer the world's, you know, my favourite airline. And the penny pinching that's been going on, and people have moaned about the sort of lack of food. Now that's a luxury in the past. People have seen this cheese pairing for a bit of time. And the question is, you know, air travel is not some sort of, you know, glorious, romantic, bucolic way of travelling from one city to another. You know, it is unpleasant, to say the least, and you feel sorry for these people, but you're hoping, or the brand is hoping, that there's going to be some event amnesia and they can wipe the slate clean and start over again. But I don't think people are going to feel the same about British Airways in the future.
No, well, it used to be, as I was just saying, we'll take good care of you, fly the flag, used to be their slogan, of course, the world's favourite airline. And this, you're right, when this new, now, there was a new chief executive, Alex Cruz, of course, who took over and started the cost-cutting in this way. First, we had short-haul flights, and they were going to charge for sandwiches. They tried to spin that in saying, oh, we've got Marks & Spencer sandwiches now on board, but, of course, they're charging you for them where they used to be free, and there's talk of them doing this on long-haul as well.
Yes, I mean, let's take a look. I'm no sort of airline economist. It's not my area of expertise. But I think if you were to read the business sections of the newspapers, there has been for a considerable amount of time the idea since the merger with Iberia, you know, this is not a national carrier. And I'd lament the day of competition, because could you imagine the heyday of BA versus Virgin, what Richard Branson would be doing now?
Yeah.
I mean, then their profit centres come from business travel, and they're sort of discounting further and further to the bottom, and they're missing the basic rule of sort of public relations, of actually relating to the public, communicating to the public. And you feel that it's a crisis run by lawyers and legal departments who are looking for mitigating the huge amounts of claims that are going to sort of come under, and a possible class action. And one of the papers this morning quoting this is going to be a £100 million bill. Perhaps it is, but it's a sizable wound inside of BA, and now all eyes will be on their recovery.
But how, Mark, how do they get it so wrong? They've been in this a long time, you know, and speaking from a PR point of view, it's obvious that something like this is going to damage your brand. You're going to get a toxic brand out of it. So they should be doing everything, especially in the days of social media, of course, with people trapped at airports, live tweeting the fact that there are no managers around, and we hear reports of BA staff in tears because they didn't know what was going on either and couldn't explain anything. People, even BA staff, were getting their information from BBC News or wherever it was. You know, it's not rocket science, is it? They know in this day and age that this kind of thing is going to get out there, so why aren't they doing everything they can in PR terms?
Well, this is interesting, and I put a counter view to this, is the fact that this is a huge monolith and it can actually take the hit. I mean, you know, there was lots of obituary notices for Volkswagen when they were uncovered for some of the emissions scandal. You know, Volkswagen are still producing cars. BA will still be going on. So what we have in, even in this modern day of Twitter and social media, there's a lot of noise. And I think a lot of companies, in estimating in my view, are looking at short-term pain. They're looking at the short-term memory of their customers and the long-term consideration of their investors. So we're seeing more and more now brands getting away with it. We don't see these things crushing brands in the way that we might think it would, because there's a lot of noise. And next week there's another crisis, and a week after there's another crisis. And this is a problem now. It's the fact it's not about the now that counts. I think the effort in terms of public relations is now on recovery. We can't undo those horrible battle scars scars that we've seen this weekend. And arguably, as I said previously, they'll be looking at the legal ramifications for this. And we've seen, you know, travel operators who've had deaths, you know, that they've had to deal with in when people, you've had amusement park operators have also seen some of the people going to enjoy a ride dying. You know, it's a terrible, terrible thing, but, you know, you have to look at the big long-term vision. It reminds me of this very funny quote that seems to be true from the famous, about 10 years ago, a Chinese diplomat was on a mission to America and was asked a question about what they thought about the French Revolution and what was the effect of the French Revolution. And this sage-like Chinese diplomat said, it's too early to tell. And I think that possibly we'll be having a long view of this, and it certainly has eroded the brand, and there'll be thousands of customers who will have moved away. But airline travel, look at the likes of Ryanair, yeah. Look at the churn we see and the frustrations we get in our power suppliers or whatever. You know, they'll be looking at it and thinking, how do we regain the customers, and what is the elite service out there affordably? There aren't that many out there that can actually sort of steam in and capture this sort of customer base.
All right. Listen, Mark, thank you very much for talking to us. Mark Makowski there, PR guru on the woes of British Airways. And I think he's probably right. You know, at the end of the day, it's in the news now. It's all over the news. It's a bank holiday weekend. People are trapped. But then in about 6 months, everyone will have forgotten and carry on booking BA because it'll all go away. Such is the nature of things. Anyway, you can get in touch with the programme this afternoon. It's a bank holiday. You've probably got nothing else to do, so you might as well. 87222, start your message with the word talk at Talk Radio on the social media. We've just been talking about. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Bank holiday afternoon.
Talk Radio.
And it's 1:33 now, and Toby's got the news for us.
The Home Secretary says it's right that MI5 should investigate itself over whether it overlooked intelligence about the Manchester bomber. Salman Abedi is thought to have been repeatedly reported to authorities by concerned teachers and religious leaders. Police, meanwhile, stormed a property in Shoreham in West Sussex early this morning and arrested a 16th suspect, 14 of whom are still in custody. The boss of British Airways says 95% of its flights will take off as normal today as it recovers from chaos caused by an IT glitch. All of its planes were grounded at the weekend because of a power surge affecting computer systems. Chief Executive Alex Cruz has insisted there was no cyber attack and has debated union claims that the problem was linked to outsourcing abroad.
They've all been local issues around a local data centre who has been managed and fixed by local resources. So no, in this case, it is not applicable.
John Noakes, Blue Peter's longest-serving presenter, has died at the age of 83. He fronted the children's TV show in the 60s and 70s and was known for his daredevil stunts and partnership with Dog Shep. And nearly a quarter of £1 million worth of bogus claims were detected by an insurer every day last year. One insurance company says it saw a 9.5% year-on-year jump in the number of fraudulent claims it declined in 2016. Here's your weather. Showery rain moving into northern areas. Central and southern parts dry until later this afternoon, when some thundery showers will arrive. Warm with highs of 23 Celsius.
Thank you very much indeed, Toby. In half an hour's time, Toby will be back. He will have a made-up news story nestling in the bosom of his actual news. We'd like you to make it up. More of that anon. 87222 is the number, though.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's, we'll also have a diversity paper review in this half an hour where we go through the papers with Rudd, who is bisexual. That's his diversity. All of that on the way in a bit.
The Paul Ross Marginal Mystery Tour is on the road.
Dude, where's my breakfast show?
Check the oil, kick the tyres as the Paul Ross Breakfast Show takes the highway to the hustings. Join the nation's brightest breakfast crew on an early morning election road trip around the territories.
It's eggs in Edinburgh, muesli in Manchester, bacon sarnies in Birmingham, and if we're lucky, cornflakes in Cardiff.
From Highland to Hard Shoulder, Paul Ross gets into the election connection cruiser and measures the mood of the nation on a week-long travelogue of live breakfast broadcasts.
And continues tomorrow morning from 6 in Edinburgh.
The Paul Ross Marginal Mystery Tour on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well then, on this sad day, this is for John Noakes.
Now you must have seen Blue Peter, that there television prog. Well, it used to have the brave John Noakes and Chef the Trusty Dog. But is he really trusty when the cameras start to roll? Now he wanders round the studio and brave John starts to call.
Get down, Chef. Keep still, boy. Do as you're told. Come here. Get down, Shep. Behave yourself or I'll cuff you around the ear.
John could never be alone, no matter where he went. Cause Shep would have a sniff around and soon pick up his scent.
Our cameraman, Terry, was waiting at the top, and he really did have a bird's eye view of me reaching the worst part of the climb. Mind you, there are an awful lot to choose from because there are a great deal printed. I suppose two top favourites, you could say, are The Dandy with Corky the Cat and Beano with Biffo the Bear.
You know, there's nothing more peaceful than the sight of grazing sheep, but that peace would be shattered if little Skip got amongst them.
At this level, the plinth on which Nelson stands overhangs the column. I found myself literally hanging from the ladder with nothing at all beneath me.
But Lulu won't be there.
Oh, get off me foot!
John could never be alone, no matter where he went. Cause Shep would have a sniff around and soon pick up his scent.
I've just jumped down to this aeroplane at 50,000 feet. Get down, Shep!
Now, brave John likes adventure. There's nowhere he ain't been. But he had an invitation to go and see the Queen. Her Majesty was just about to say, "Arise, Sir John," but who should walk into the room? You guessed it, that's the one.
Get down, Shep, let go me sleeve, you're as bad as a nervous rat. Get down, Shep, what are you doing? Stop chewing that lady's hat.
John could never be alone, no matter where he went. A Shep would have a sniff around and soon pick up his scent.
Shep, come here, lad. Put that scepter down. It's not a bone, you know. And stop playing with the corgis. Shep. Don't
there.
You dare do that here, Shep.
There you go. For John, that passed as pop music back in the day. That was like top 10. It's like a top 10 hit. Get down,
Shep. Was it
Shep.
Novelty or?
Well, I guess, I think it was classed as novelty.
Okay,
yeah.
That's
but that was,
fine,
they were two a penny, that kind of thing back then. Back in those days. The sad passing because of John Noakes, who for my era was Blue Peter. I
wow.
mean, yours was probably.
I'm Matt Baker, Simon Thomas, Katie Hill. Connie Huck as well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, John Noakes, of course, there, who's sadly has died. But that was a song about, it was a hit about John Noakes there.
Yeah, you can't imagine someone writing a song about
Connie Huck.
Yeah.
What would you rhyme with that? Anyway, shall we headline a hijack? So made-up news stories, then. Get yours into the news at 2 o'clock. That's how it works. It's fake news writ large, fakery. And we put your news lie in there to confuse those not listening to this bit of the programme. That's how we do it. What's been coming in, Cornelius?
According to Penny, Donald Trump has tweeted that he is very angry after border staff have held him up at Washington, D.C. airport for up to 3 hours when he was returning from his trip, first trip abroad since becoming U.S. president. Border Control have released a statement saying they just wanted to be thorough and carried out all the possible checks that they have available within their power, which I think we know what that means.
Thank you very much indeed. And after the news, this is coming from Lisa, after the news that a goldfish covered in cheese was posted through a letterbox in a neighbourhood dispute, Findus have announced a new food product this afternoon. I've no idea. Is that a true story? Did someone put a goldfish covered in cheese through a letterbox?
I believe so, yeah.
I mean, I'm getting the news here. I didn't see that story, but thank you, Lisa, very much for
that. I think I remember hearing something about it on Friday. Let me just double check. Yep, it's in the Metro 2 days ago.
Somebody put a goldfish.
Dead goldfish. Covered in cheese.
What, like grated to a parmesan? What sort of cheese?
I'm not sure.
I mean, do they bake it? When you say covered in cheese, I mean, what, like, was it sprinkled on it? Was it melted? Was it in cake? Was it like a Finder's crispy pancake? I think we need
you
to
just
know.
Wonder, how can someone ever get so angry they thought, right, get Sparkles and get the cheese.
Fetch Sparkles, fetch a hammer, fetch the cheese. That's not right. I once did on another radio station.
Yes.
I once had a short-lived competition, shall we say, whereby the idea was, I've spoken about this before. So, but the idea was you had to put something, an object, through a neighbour's letterbox, okay, in order to win a CD. Right, so it could be anything as well, and it was a time trial. So the idea was that people would phone up me on the radio, and they'd say, "Right, I've got, I don't know, for example, some soil sellotaped to a hammer, right? And I'm gonna put that through my neighbour's letterbox, okay? And we go, right, do it live on air, and then knock on the door, and then we started the clock, and the time trial was between listeners is who could get their finger back the quickest, and we started the clock. The moment they knocked on the door, rang the bell, right? And then, of course, a neighbour came to the door, and it was conversations like, why... Excuse me, I've accidentally dropped my soil sellotape to a hammer through your letterbox. Could I have it back, please? Why did you do... And so it would go. So whoever got the fastest would win the CD. Right. It all went wrong when someone put a live squirrel through someone's letterbox and then knocked on the door to ask for it back. The squirrel destroyed the hallway.
I can imagine.
Yeah, so, you know. So I'm just saying that was where, but anyway, Findus used that. They've got, that's where you get squirrel pancakes.
It's a headline.
It's the same thing. Right, there we are. Right, the lines remain open. You can get your made-up lies to us. 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And next, we will go through the papers in the Diversity Paper Review. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Bank Holiday Monday.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from April the 1st to June the 30th, 2017 and registered between April the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Exclude selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
Spring collection sofas are up to half price at DFS. But you better be quick because savings on selected sofas end today. DFS.
Time for Sam's Fantastic, so what's this sound?
We love our car, we love to drive around. We love our car, we drive it up and down.
You guessed it, that was an excerpt from Carmen.
But what's this?
So compare.
That's the sound that's been telling millions of drivers where to check out the cost of their motor insurance.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Right now, all Rent kitchens are half price and VAT free. Plus, get a Bosch dishwasher for just £179 when you buy 5 or more units. Hurry, offer ends Wednesday at 8 p.m.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Lots of shopping traffic around, causing delays on the A1 near the Metro Centre in Newcastle, the M60 anti-clockwise queuing around Junction 10 for the Trafford Centre, and also busy on the M62 around Junction 32 for the Castleford Shopping Centre. In Cheshire, there's queues through the roadworks on the M6 southbound between Junction 19 for Knutsford and 18 for Middlewich, not helped by an accident earlier on. And two lanes are closed off on the southbound M11 in Essex following an accident between 8 for Bishop Stortford and 7 for Harlow. I'm Jamie Sirkin.
Buy 6 or more bottles of wine, champagne, sparkling, sherry or port at Sainsbury's and save 25%. Offer ends 6th of June. Excludes gift sets. Maximum 36 bottles per customer. Excludes Centrals, Locals and Scotland. Subject to availability. Online delivery charges apply. Selected Sainsbury's stores only. Please drink responsibly.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Yes, it's Talk Radio. Yes, it's the afternoon. Yes, it's a bank holiday. And yes, the news is quite complicated, isn't it? I don't know whether you've seen any news.
But I can't get my head around it.
No, I know, Cornu. It's not even on a bank holiday. It's complicated, isn't it?
Yeah, really? you'd think the news would take a day off for once, but no, still keeps on coming.
Yeah, you'd think the news, I mean, at the end of the day, emergency engineering works planned for the news, you'd think would take it off for a bit, but no.
Yeah.
The replacement news is just as complicated as the news itself. John Noakes has sadly died. He, for many, you won't even remember John Noakes, Rudd, because you're a like 12-year-old snowflake, but for many, many, Rudd, he was an icon, a Blue Peter presenter icon.
Yeah, so I've heard.
And he's died. We played a little song about him there by the Barren Knights.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what pastors' music in our day, Rudd. None of this nonsense you have now. Rudd's here because he's going to do a paper review in a minute. However, before that, because the news is quite complicated, it's all right because we're here to help. We take the news and we run it through the gauntlet of short form oriental verse. Japanese poetry, of course, versus current affairs. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Merkel says EU can survive without Trump, which makes me want to stay.
The news in haiku. So now to today's Diversity Paper Review, a daily paper review on the radio. What's so interesting or special about that, eh? Well, I'll tell you. It's because each and every day our papers are reviewed by a different diversity. Makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Today we welcome back Rudd, and his diversity is that he is a...
bisexual.
Yes, that's right. But yes, you won't. John Noakes will have passed you by, won't it, Rudd?
And many, very much many before.
Have you
time.
Heard of him at all?
No.
No. I mean, just because, you know, as I've said plenty of times before now, right? Yeah. Just because you're of a certain age doesn't preclude you from knowing about history, right? Well, I wasn't alive when the Beatles were a thing, but I do know about them. So you should know about John Noakes.
Well, I know about, like, World War II and stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, presenters of TV shows that I've never watched aren't really on my radar. Matter.
But it's a good job, Rudd, because you are, of course, Generation Snowflake.
Oh, yeah.
And very frightened and offended by many things, because you're hypersensitive. However, what you wouldn't like is that John Noakes used to be a bit of a daredevil.
You were going to say a bit of a racist.
No, it was certainly wasn't a racist, no. But even when it was fashionable back in the 70s, he wasn't. but when he climbed Nelson's column...
I did, yeah, I saw a clip of that.
But Rudd, without a harness, Rudd.
Yeah, I was
did you start crying?
I didn't start crying. My palms were very sweaty.
Yeah.
I watched it in the lead up to the show, and it made me feel sick.
It's
no health and safety ban then on Blue Peter, was there? And it's exactly kind of thinking that led to the death of that man on Noel Edmonds' Late Late Breakfast show, and that's where it all started to change.
Is that a reference I should get?
Google it.
ahead of John Noakes was the cameraman, so he would have had to climb Nelson's column without a harness.
With a camera.
And a camera.
I know. Yeah. There weren't little cameras back then, were they? Big cameras, Rudd.
Would the cameraman have had a harness, presumably, maybe? There's because you can see it in the clip. There's the cameraman kind of lying down on top of the column, or filming down at John. It was very, health and safety.
There
and
you
that.
Go. Anyway, what's in the newspapers? Obviously, John Noakes will be in the papers tomorrow. Obviously,
yes,
clearly,
yeah.
But what's in there today?
Living near a Waitrose adds £36,000 to the value of your property.
How near do you have to live to the Waitrose?
Near enough to add £36,000 to the value of your property.
Right, okay, very specific, good.
It kind of gives you enough money to buy, like, a couple of avocados from Waitrose.
It does,
and
yeah.
Then it kind of, that £36,000 is kind of moot after that.
It's interesting, isn't it, how because that you're talking about sort of in an urban in a city, I suppose. You're talking about so but living within. Wait, do they grade other supermarkets by how much they're worth, or is it just Waitrose?
No, it's just Waitrose in this one, and I can't tell. It doesn't seem to say whether it's whether those houses cost more because of the Waitrose, or whether the Waitrose is there because those houses.
Well, people
more.
Like a Waitrose. Oh, yeah. There's middle class. Yeah. I mean, there's a famous. There's things overheard in Waitrose. You know, that's a thing.
Oh,
isn't
yeah,
it?
That was on Facebook or something. On Twitter.
That seems. I think that might have just passed me by. I haven't.
You don't know anything, Rod. Do you?
No. I'm usually in. Well, this is with all those Twitter
this is
accounts.
Sort of middle class things have been heard in Waitrose. And I wish to add my own to this now.
Okay, go on.
You know, it is, you're right. It is a Facebook thing, isn't it?
Apparently, yeah,
isn't
yeah.
It? I've seen it on Twitter. Yeah. And it's people think I've overheard about. But I genuinely overheard. Right. Again, it's one of the most middle class things ever. If you behave, Jack. Right, if you behave, Jack, this is, you know, a little kid, toddler age, right, in Waitrose, and kids in supermarket, you know, it's not a great mix. They'll move things from the shelves and all this kind of thing. Anyway, if you behave, Jack, you can have an extra olive at supper.
What?
That's what I overheard in a Waitrose.
I mean,
I'm not on Facebook, but if I was, I'd have gone and put that on that Facebook.
Two things. Yeah. One, a singular extra olive.
Yep.
Two, olives? What? How do you, like, incentivise a child with olives? You can incentivise an adult with olives.
In a middle-class way, Jack, if you behave, you can have an extra olive at supper, no less.
Olives are basically just the opposite of grapes for children, aren't they?
I mean, if you get a child and bring them up thinking that an olive is a treat sweet, then you're doing well, you're fine, aren't you? So that's how to do it. Okay, so we all need to move near a Waitrose.
Or just build a Waitrose near your where
could
you live.
Just build a building and put the Waitrose logo on it? That's fooling everybody.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Not even that, you just need to drop a pin on a Google map and just get a number of people to do it and just go, let's pretend to Google that they've built a Waitrose here.
Or if you live next to a lesser supermarket.
Yeah, lesser, right. Such as...
You've got Aldi, or, you know, Lidl, or whatever, right? Then what you could do, if you've got people viewing your house, right, you could, in the dead of night, before that was going to happen, if they were coming out the next morning, you just go nick a Waitrose sign and put it over the Lidl sign for the duration of that morning while people view your house, and then you can take it down again.
And then just, you know, in cartoons where, like, a road... Roadrunner would, like, just put, like, a screen in front of something so they would...
Paint a tunnel onto a cave.
Like that.
Paint
just
a Waitrose
put a big screen
onto your
in front of the Lidl with a bunch
cave.
Of, like, BMWs and Mercedes instead of, like,
just,
Fords and stuff.
Just an idle thought.
Yeah,
what else is in your ridiculous papers?
In my ridiculous papers, someone was upset with someone who owned a BNB. So what they did was they flooded it by turning all the shower heads on and closing the doors.
Wow.
And which I think is that's a decent way to get revenge.
So they pulled the shower out of the bath and just left it on the floor, presumably.
Yeah. Decorator flooded B&B in revenge for rejection. A decorator who flooded a woman's B&B after she rejected his amorous advances has avoided jail.
His amorous advances?
Yeah. So he fancied a lady.
Yeah.
She didn't. And he thought, you know what would make her like me?
Yeah.
Is if I cause her thousands of pounds in property damage.
No, you're wrong. He had a plan here.
Go on.
What happens when you flood somewhere? What happens once you've got rid of all the water? You need to redecorate. He was going for plan two, another excuse to get back in there.
Yeah.
See, that's
And just help her out. See,
yeah.
But he's avoided jail, you say?
Yeah, he said it was spur of the moment while extremely drunk.
Right, well, we've all done that. But,
we've all broken into a B&B and flooded it while drunk to get back at a non-responsive lover.
Perhaps that's what will happen because of British Airways. Perhaps disgruntled British Airways customers will flood British Airways.
Not that we encourage that.
But if you are flying British Airways and you want to go in their showers, do they have them?
I don't you can flood one of the toilets.
No,
you can't.
Let's stop putting these ideas because I don't want that coming back to this. I heard on the radio they said go into the loos and turn on all the taps until everyone's upset.
just wee on the floor. It's fine.
If you were to do it, make sure you get really drunk first, otherwise you'll go to prison.
Yeah, as we know from this.
That's the lesson we've learned.
Yeah. All right. Okay. What else is in your snowflake newspaper?
Guernsey steps in for Barbados for family trip. There was a family that was set to go to Barbados, but because of all the BA stuff.
Yeah.
They've gone to Guernsey instead.
Right.
Which is about the same thing, right?
Well, it's an island, I suppose, isn't it?
It's an island. They equate to each other.
To be fair, it's been quite sunny around these parts recently. Like, it was hotter than the Sahara Desert on Friday, wasn't it? So,
that was probably that could be true. I don't know.
Why is that new? I don't understand.
I don't know why it's new, mate. It's 2017. Everything's news. Yeah. My favourite thing about news at the moment is where you'll see a news article. And they'll say, like, this thing has happened. And then the only source for that that article is one person has tweeted it. And it's like, well, hold on a second now. That's not exactly how
that is exactly
works.
How it works, though, now. This is your fault. This is your generation, Rudd, with your millennial ways. And, you know, you don't need anything. You just think, oh, one tweet, that's news now. And that's what we
I
think.
Like
it's
this story
fault.
That Guernsey stepped in as if there was a family just stranded at an airport. And then they got a call and went, hello, it's Guernsey. We're more than welcome to make an exception and let someone in.
Well, perhaps Guernsey just went, right, anyone, we'll only take people who are going to Barbados.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
Or they might have just tricked them. Guernsey might have thought, okay, we can get that tourism dollar right now. So we'll trick them. We'll tell them, hey, family, we can give you a plane to Barbados. And they actually sent them to Guernsey. In thinking that they wouldn't notice.
So I mean, to be fair, more sign stealing, is that what you're saying? Like the Waitrose thing?
Oh, yeah.
Guernsey's
yeah,
running exactly. to airports and just putting Barbados over flights to say Guernsey.
Plastic farm trees. Yeah. Palm trees at the airport. And, you know, and some jerk chicken. And then you're done.
Some steel drums as you enter.
You're fine, aren't you? And by the way, Rod, don't panic. I'm not culturally appropriating anything with that. I'm just speaking fact. Right. So don't run off to your safe space. I haven't triggered you.
Can you please not Guernsey shame me?
All right. Rod, thank you very much indeed. Remind us of your diversity.
Bisexual.
That's right. Okay, thanks. That's the Diversity Paper Review. In the next bit of the programme, well, there will be... we'll be talking news. We're going to be talking election as well. As we follow the leaders around the country for our Follow the Leader feature, we'll shine a spotlight on another constituency as well. The big debate is at 3 o'clock. There is a round of toddler pops, a small child playing a tune on a toy xylophone. Identify said tune, can you? Toddler pops, that's on the way. And you'll like this one as well. Later, a game of snowflake. Who on earth will have their made-up news lie? In the forthcoming bulletin, who could it possibly be? There will be the news, but there will be an untruth in there masquerading as it. So
it's Adele.
Adele, where's Adele from?
Cardiff.
Adele's in Cardiff. Hi, Adele. So that's on the way. Adele's got a made-up news story into the news. With Toby, which is coming shortly. Talk radio in the afternoons, Bank Holiday Monday. I'm John Hunt.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Join the conversation party.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 for my old banger to put towards a brand new car.
Yes, you can afford a new car. Scrap your old car, and on top of our other great offers, we'll give you £2,000 scrappage to put towards a shiny new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
Score yourself a winner with The Sun. Join me, The Sun's chief football reporter, Neil Ashton, for all the latest stats, chats and spats. Our coverage is more pep than Guardiola, tackles opponents tougher than Terry, and scores more winners than our mate Zlatan. Plus, don't miss your number one football pullout. It's goals every Monday, Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday. Go on, pick up The Sun today for just 50p.
Time for another out of Sounds Fantastic. What's this sound?
OK, we're in. Alarm's disabled.
Nice one. Right, where'd you keep all this camembert?
Scary stuff. That was a couple of desperate cheese burglars. Whereas this...
Don't compare.
...is the sound telling shrewd listeners where to check out the cost of their home insurance.
If you want to side, it should be your favourite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, it's 2 o'clock. Toby's got the news.
Good afternoon. Coming up, did Abadie warnings go uninvestigated? BA denies IT outsourcing affected flights. And Blue Peter's longest-serving presenter dies.
Talk Radio.
MI5 has begun inquiries into how it missed the danger posed by the Manchester bomber. It's emerged Salman Abadie was known to the security service, but not among the 3,000 people actively being investigated. Meanwhile, Home Secretary Amber Rudd has refused to give specific details about how many times temporary exclusion orders have been used to stop potential terrorists returning to the UK.
We don't offer that information out publicly. I can tell you that they have just started to be used, but they've been in existence for a while. The important thing is that the intelligence services and the police have the right tools. They then decide when to use them.
14 people remain in custody after last Monday's attack. British Airways insists this weekend's computer glitch wasn't a result of outsourcing IT jobs. BA was accused of greed after the GMB union suggested the disruption could have been prevented if the airline hadn't contracted its work in IT to India in 2016. But Chief Executive Alex Cruz says all the issues have been local and at a local data centre. Former Blue Peter presenter John Noakes has died after a battle with Alzheimer's disease. The 83-year-old, who passed away yesterday, is the show's longest-serving star. Fellow former presenter Janet Ellis told Penny Smith he was integral to the long-term success of the show.
When he started on Blue Peter, it was quite a small thing, you know, not many viewers, and, you know, only BBC One and the other side. No children's programme of note came up against it for quite a few years. But he was always very generous about the way Blue Peter had been for him and the adventures that he had and the opportunities he had because of it.
Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn are preparing to face a TV audience tonight in their first big live event since the election was called. They'll also face questions from veteran journalist Jeremy Paxman, but won't go head-to-head, and you can listen to it here on Talk Radio. It begins at 8:30. And 73-year-old fisherman had a lucky escape when a great white shark jumped into his boat, doing a mad dance and thrashing everywhere.
What sort of dance was this great white shark?
The great white dance.
Not a Macarena or something.
That's not a controversial term. It's related to the shark rather than skin colour.
Good. Obviously, you don't want to be careful around that.
No, absolutely.
Hashtag great sharks so white.
Yes, that. Mm. Terry Selwood managed to radio for help and was rescued, but suffered a broken arm and cuts during the incident, which was in New South Wales in Australia.
What sort of boat was he in? Because great white sharks are quite big, aren't they?
I have to say that I don't have that detail, I'm afraid. I'll see if I can find the detail for you. It was a 9-foot shark, though. And the sad news about it is that the 9-foot shark did die in the vessel.
Right.
So obviously, they do need to be in water, and I suppose it was kind of him or the shark, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, so he just sort of left it in the... What he should have done was he should have just got in the water.
Yeah, I guess
because
so.
Because the danger is out of the water.
Yeah, well, one shark, but presumably in the water there might have been more sharks.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I think your news has jumped to the boat.
I see what you've done there.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
I like it.
Yep.
I don't know if I do like
it. All right. Have you got the rest of whatever you got to do?
I've got some weather.
Yeah, okay, do
Talk
that.
Talk Radio National Weather.
There it is.
Showery rain moving into northern areas. Central and southern parts dry until later this afternoon when some thundery showers will arrive. Warm, though, with highs of 23 Celsius.
Thank you. Are you doing sport live again?
Yes.
This is a remarkable bank holiday revelation to me because normally the sport's pre-recorded, as regular listeners will know.
Mm.
So now here's Toby with the live sports sitting in front of me. Here we go.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
And a place in the...
You can tell it's live, because when I stop, when I interrupt him, he stops, which normally doesn't happen with the pre-record. It just carries on.
Yes, it does. Oh. It's going to be confusing. Am I still going to be placed in a certain spot for my sport later
on? Well, you have to wait and see.
Okay, we'll see. A place in the Premier League is at stake today as Huddersfield take on Reading in the Championship playoff final. The match at Wembley said to be worth a minimum of £200 million to the winners. Huddersfield boss David Wagner thinks the neutral is supporting them.
I have the feeling that nearly everybody, maybe in England, even in Europe, hopes that this fairy tale now comes to an happy end. Only if you are a Reading supporter, maybe not, but everybody else.
Manchester City are set to continue their post-season spending by signing the Benfica goalkeeper Ederson. It could cost them £35 million. That would be a new world record for a goalkeeper. Jermaine Defoe says it's not true that he's already agreed to sign for Bournemouth. The England striker can leave Sunderland on a free transfer following their relegation from the Premier League. And British tennis number 3 Aliash Bedene is through to the second round of the French Open, beating the American Ryan Harrison in 4 sets. Mikhail Kukushkin of Kazakhstan is his next opponent. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So then, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. It's just coming up to pasta time. And as promised, on the way, the big debate at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Your chance to guess a tune played by a tiny child on a toy xylophone. That's Toddler Pops coming as well. That toddler will be discussing the news as well. Let's not forget that. There's a big debate at 3 o'clock. Election coverage continues with our Follow the Leader feature, and we shine a spotlight onto another constituency. And there'll be a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. It's like Buckaroo, with instead of a donkey, it's a snowflake. And instead of hanging pickaxes and buckets and rope and stuff on the donkey, we hang trigger words on the millennial snowflake to see when the millennial snowflake kicks off and runs to a safe space. Details on the way, if that doesn't quite make sense. Snowflake Buckaroo coming on the programme later. Talk Radio in the afternoon.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Here we go. So over the weekend then, French President Emmanuel Macron gave an interview to a French newspaper explaining his overlong white-knuckled handshake with Donald Trump at the NATO summit. Now, if you missed this, what happened was that Macron, in, a show of strength really, snapped off Donald Trump's tiny hand during the shake and threw it into a tree. It was an embarrassing for the Trump camp as aides scrambled to retrieve the limb end, lest the president be left with nothing with which to patronise Theresa May or grab cats with. But during the handshake, on two separate occasions, Trump tried to get Macron to let go of his hand. But he refused. Faces clenched, jaws tightened, knuckles whitening. Trump's go-to handshake winning move, in which he pulls other people's hands towards him, and you may have seen a lot about that during Trump's presidency so far, was foiled by Macron. It's a win for Emmanuel Macron. Now, Macron has done this interview saying the whole thing was far from innocent, and it was actually to send a message to Trump. Lots in the papers about it, a lot of close-ups of the grip of Macron, of Trump trying to disengage. Macron wouldn't let him as well. What was going on? Is this power play at its finest, or just childish behaviour? Well, look, on the line is Judy James. She is, she's a body language expert and an author. Hello, Judy.
Hello, John. Hi.
Hi there. Thanks for joining us. So, now, obviously, if you were here, Judy, as opposed to on the phone, I would shake your hand and we could have a bit of a tussle and see which came as most powerful. What was going on here with Macron?
This is power posturing politics at its, I won't say finest, but it's most raw. I mean, this is the kind of thing that politicians and world leaders have been doing for years, but it's usually been a bit more subtle. They've done the old power pat, you know, the hand will go on the shoulder, they've patronised one another. But it's just turned into some sort of boys' club now. It's the problem with, well, not the problem with Trump, but a problem with Trump's body language is that he kind of displays himself as this silverback alpha. He's very much of the era of the 1980s boardrooms where you had to prove that you've got the strongest grip and that meant that you'd win all the deals and that you were the boss, etc. So he's revived that. And then what's happened in his wake is the fact that we've now got the thing that every elderly alpha hates, and that's the young whippersnappers coming in to kind of beat you at your own game.
Yeah.
And we've got Trudeau and Macron have kind of got this bromance where they've pledged vengeance on Trump. And
I love the sort of there's another subtlety of it, but just the kind of the minutiae of the whole thing. It's like, you know, on a world stage, it's now this handshake thing. Because you're right about Justin Trudeau, the Canadian PM, of course, wouldn't let Trump. He put his hand on Trump's shoulder while this was going on, so Trump couldn't do the pulling towards him thing that he likes to do. And now you've got this Macron thing. And the pictures are amazing, aren't they, where Trump's trying to let go And Macron's just white knuckles. I mean, properly holding him tight.
Well, in a way, there must be a lot of other world leaders absolutely punching the air, because, I mean, I don't know if you've seen some of the other people that he's subjected. I mean, Theresa May got off reasonably lightly with that quasi-romantic hand clench. But, yeah. I mean, the Japanese Prime Minister literally had to roll his eyes and look away when he got the sort of power shake from Trump. So I have a feeling, you know, footballers watch one another's techniques so they can beat them in a game. I think these two guys have been watching Trump's techniques and planned how to get around it.
I think so that's good. I like the idea there's a lot of high-level meetings about it as well, probably. Just people behind the scenes going, right, what are we going to do with the handshake?
Sadly, I think they have, actually, because it's a two-pronged attack. I mean, Trudeau, as you say, didn't just power pat him. He got in close, so he couldn't do that dreadful shake and yank that he does with people, which is really the worst thing, I think, to be on the receiving end.
That sounds very much like a carpet cleaner, doesn't it? The shake and yank. I like that.
There's a jingle there somewhere, isn't there? But I mean, that's quite horrifying, because it literally takes people off balance. You can see them looking startled when he does it. But the crunching handshake to actually get out-crunched. And also, and this is so childish, but he made Trump look away first, you know, in the battle of the eye contact.
Yeah.
So we got the white knuckles and the staring eyes. He won both of those rounds. It's kind of not... I normally would say it's not funny, it's not clever. It's not clever, but it's very funny.
It is
so
funny.
I'm not going to...
And I like...
I don't want them to stop.
And you, no, please, let it continue. Let them escalate, Judy. I want... I'm not sure who Trump is meeting next, but whoever it is should get one of those old-fashioned, old-school hand buzzer tricks, you know, that you used to get from a joke shop.
Well, I mean, did you see the other one that Macron did? It reminded me almost, do you know where people go to shake, well, not when it's me, hopefully, but they go to put their hand out and then they thumb their nose at the last minute.
Yes.
Like, did you see him walk up to Trump when he was with Angela Merkel, and he looked as though he was going to shake hands with Trump, and then he swerved at the last minute and shook hands with Angela Merkel, leaving Trump standing there? It's hilarious.
It is isn't it?
They will do mud wrestling greetings next, I think. I think it'll have to go to that level.
I mean, you're right. The escalation thing, is you know, maybe high-fiving and then just doing that thing of down low, too slow, and all that stuff.
There is a slightly even sadder side to this. I mean, I don't want to put my feminist hat on, but I'm going to. But you notice that there's more and more women now at the highest levels in politics.
Yeah.
And it seems that the men, as a result, have kind of gone off into their alpha male behaviours that I thought had actually died quite a few generations ago.
Did you see that shocking behaviour of Trump pushing that Prime Minister out of the way as well, that got turned into a gif, and it's like Trump barging to the front, and it's not so much that he pushes another world leader out of the way. I think, was it the Argentinian one or something?
Montenegro, yeah.
Thank you. And he pushed him out of the way, and then just did that thing with his jacket where he just sort of pulled it around and sorted it.
He did. I mean, he didn't just push him, he kind of slapped him on the arm. I thought maybe it was somebody going around with a canapé, which still wouldn't have been right, but to do it to another world leader, and you're absolutely right. He then got into the position that he felt that he should have been in, i.e. centre stage, and did this status preening where he puffed his chest out and kind of moved his jacket around and his chin went up. It was almost how nobody
but Judy,
put a baby in a corner.
Is it deliberate? Or is it a kind of, this is just inbuilt in people like Trump? Because obviously Macron has said, there's no way it was innocent. He did it deliberately. It was, and I'm quoting you, a screw you in handshake form, described by one observer. But when Trump does it, because he's so old school 80s business room, is he doing it just because it's ingrained in him, or is it he's deliberately also making the power play? I mean, what's going on in his head?
I think, and get your hankers out for this one, because I think that you're right, it's in his DNA. And if you look at his upbringing, I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen what his father was like and his grandfather, they were real entrepreneurs, hardcore entrepreneurs. I mean, they would have made Trump look like a low achiever. And so I think he's grown up, the only photograph he's got on his desk is of his dad. So I think he's always had to try and impress other alphas. And I think he can't stop, even though he's now in the top job. I think he feels that he's still got to throw his weight around. So I'm not sure he knows he's doing it, whereas Macron clearly does.
Yeah, I think, as you say, it's got to escalate. There's got to be, I was talking about sort of joke shop hand buzzers, but, you know, super glue. That's the way forward, isn't it? Just the next world leader should just squirt some super glue on their hand, go to shake Trump's hand, and literally, he can't let go.
And yet, on the other hand, you've got Melania, who happily swats his hand away. I mean,
exactly.
I'm sure Theresa May would have loved to have seen that technique.
It's quite interesting stuff. Did you know this? While I've got you, someone told me about this earlier, and I had no idea. Chloe told me, actually, about the Queen doing secret messages with her handbag language. Do you know about this? So when the Queen meets world leaders, or she's on official engagements, she will often send secret signals to staff, depending on what she does with her handbag, i.e. she puts her handbag on the table, she wants the event to end in 5 minutes, puts it on the floor, she's not enjoying the conversation, needs to be rescued by a lady in waiting.
That has been rumoured for quite a long time. I've never actually mapped it, unfortunately, but a lot of them do it. I mean, Clinton, with his aides, he always used to say that the more affectionate the greeting with the other world leader, the quicker I want you to get me away from them. And it was always noticeable that he used to give Tony Blair the biggest man hug ever. So Blair was probably thinking he's my mate, and actually he was trying to get rid of him. I'd love to do the thing with a handbag, though I need to learn the technique myself.
You do. Listen, Judy, thank you very much for talking to us. That's Judy James, body language expert. Interesting stuff. And that Macron, if you haven't seen it, do go and have a look at the Macron handshake with Trump, where he just refuses to let go and Trump's tiny hand becomes trapped in his fist.
That's why his hands are so small, because everyone's squeezing
them to bits. And the other one, of course, which you must have seen, where Trump just barges the Montenegrin prime minister out of the
funny.
way, comes to the front and just sort of puffs his chest out and pulls his jacket around. Now, of course, all that's going to happen whenever Trump meets a world leader is we're just going to be watching the handshakes. It's just going to become quite amusing.
When the Queen meets him, I reckon she'll just start hitting him with her handbag.
Just sort of open her handbag and just push it on his head.
Yeah.
But make it and fill it with corgi poo first.
Yes, almost definitely.
Oh, that's when he comes here at the end of the year. Anyway, there we go. So it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Next, your chance to guess a tune as played by a child on a toy xylophone. We'll also be discussing the news with a toddler. It's Toddler Pops. It's on the way next. Talk Radio, Bank Holiday Monday.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Your election station.
The tension, the turnout, the tears.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.
So what do you think of my six-pack, Brian?
Oh, you never could count.
These abs, they're just like a washboard. Go on, give him a dig.
Well, only if you're sure, Neil.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
Oh, those are my abs, Brian.
Really?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet. Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
A tough and overgrown lawn never gets in the way of the McCulloch man when there's a match on. Like a powerful striker with his McCulloch lawnmower. He has the power to get the job done, cutting the lawn down to size well before the pre-match build-up, leaving it looking good enough to host the cup final. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
At first, I was worried I wouldn't belong in the army. I thought you had to be really athletic, and I didn't even like running for the bus before I joined. On our first run, I was struggling at the back, and one of the instructors slowed down. And instead of just shouting at me like I thought he would, he just ran with me. Thanks to him, I'm a physical training instructor now. I'll literally never forget how much he helped me that day.
This is belonging. Find where you belong. Search Army Jobs. Army, be the best.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Monmouthshire, still the problems on the M48 eastbound. A lane closed off because of an accident between Junction 2 at the Wye Valley Link Road at Chepstow and Junction 1 at Elst on the A403. The M11 through Essex heading southbound. All lanes now open after an earlier vehicle fire between 8 at the A120 and Junction 7 at Harlow, but still very slow around there. A busy one in Kent on the M2 coastbound between Junction 2 at Strood and Junction 3 at Chatham as roadworks and a lane closed off for a breakdown. And the M3 at Surrey as you head Londonbound, an earlier accident slowing there between 3 at Lightwater and Junction 2 at the M25. I'm Lucia Clifford.
Take advantage of the extra day this weekend and enjoy great offers on electricals at John Lewis. We've got up to £200 cash back on selected Miele appliances and a 100-day trial when you buy any Sonos speaker, so you know it's right for you. Plus, this weekend, you can earn double points when you spend on your partnership card. So whatever your plans, we've got everything you need. Terms and conditions apply. Partnership card representative 16.9% APR variable. Credit subject to status. You must be over 18 to apply. John Lewis Financial Services Limited.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and we are just over a week away from the general election that you might have been hearing something about. It's on the 8th of June, of course. The party leaders still, having picked it up since the terrible events in Manchester, are busy now running around the country in search of photo opportunities and votes. Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn not going head-to-head, but certainly being questioned later tonight by Jeremy Paxman's having a go at them, isn't he? In front of an audience and so on.
You can hear it on Talk Radio.
You can hear it on Talk Radio, I know, from 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I know. You can hear the whole thing. But it's all right. That's why Talk Radio is the place. The place.
The only place.
The only place, really. Nowhere else is covering it. So keep up to date with the general election. Who are the leaders? What are they doing, the leaders? From banners to banter, we'll keep you up to date as we follow the leaders.
Follow the leader, leader, leader.
Right now, football fan Jeremy Corbyn campaigning at Hackney Marsh's football pitches on the day of the FA Cup. I'm glad he's brought this to us. He's brought us ideas about grassroots football.
The Premier League clubs should give 5%. 5% of their TV of national and European earnings to be funded in independently to grassroots football.
There you go, grassroots football. Jeremy Corbyn. Now, what's Paul Nuttall doing? I know you're wondering. Well, he's had a busy old few days, hasn't he? He was at UKIP's manifesto launch, of course. He's been accusing other political parties of ignoring integration issues.
These are issues that the other political parties would rather brush under the carpet and the Westminster Chatterati would rather ignore, simply because it makes them feel uncomfortable.
Chatterati. If Paul Nuttall, in later career, just moves on from politics and gets a chat show, I want it to be called Paul Nuttall's Chatterati.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Theresa May, for her part, of course, we know she was in Sicily at the G7 summit. Among other things ahead of that, she addressed the narrowing gap in the polls since the dissolving of Parliament.
The loss of just 6 seats would mean that my government would lose its majority. So when people go to the polls, they have a very stark choice. Strong and stable leadership under me and my team, getting the best deal for Britain from Brexit, or a coalition of chaos under Jeremy Corbyn, failing to protect our national security.
Yeah, that's her opinion, that's what she says. Green Party co-leader Caroline Lucas, for her part, said that the NHS is in crisis after it was revealed that the NHS Hospital and Ambulance Trusts in England recorded a deficit of more than £700 million during the last financial year.
We have longer waiting lists, we have people being treated on trolleys in corridors, we have hospitals closing down, we have a demoralised staff, we've had the pay freeze on nurses. This is an NHS that desperately needs a funding injection.
Mm. By the way, she used the word injection there, a medical term there, just to ram the point home there. I mean, she could have said anything, couldn't she? This is an NHS that desperately needs a funding enema. She could have gone for enema, couldn't she? Does the NHS get some money shoved up its arse? I mean, she could have. On a money drip. She could have had that, couldn't she? Got attached to a money drip. A cash suppository. She could have had that. Should we find out what Liberal Democrats Tim Farron has been doing? He's been in Didsbury criticising the Tories for the so-called dementia tax.
Dementia tax is kind of what happens when you have a party that is so confident it's going to win, it thinks it can get away with anything. And parties that get enormous majorities in Parliament are parties that make massive mistakes. This is not just a massive mistake, it's a cruel attack on vulnerable people right the length and breadth of this country.
Tim Farron there. And finally, to the SNP. Nicola Sturgeon, speaking to Sky, said that their manifesto focuses on tackling austerity at the source.
We'll say in our manifesto that we think things like the benefits freeze can't go on. We've got the Resolution Foundation saying that we're going to see greater inequality over the next number of years since the days of Margaret Thatcher. The incomes of the lowest paid in our society will decline. So we've got to tackle these problems at source, and the source is Tory austerity.
There we are. And that's what the leaders are saying and what they are doing. And as I say, don't forget, tonight from 8 o'clock on Talk Radio, you can hear Jeremy Corbyn, Theresa May, not head-to-head, but taking questions from audiences. And also, don't forget as well, Paul Ross is travelling around the country all this week on his Marginal Mystery Tour, which you know was a title that just came out of a meeting, possibly the first idea that someone had. He was in Brighton this morning. Where is he tomorrow?
Edinburgh
tomorrow. Bringing you the issues that matter as Paul Ross goes round and about. Following the leaders.
Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader. 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 And freeze!
All right then, it's time for this week's Toddler Pops.
This is Toddler Pops!
So then, Toddler Pops, if you've not heard it before, works like this.
It's a little fun quiz for you to play along with at home.
A tiny child plays a tune on a toy xylophone. All you have to do is identify the tune. That's it. And then, if you do, you could well be sent by email the I Guessed the Toddler Pops certificate. That's right. It's a... What a magnificent certificate it is as well. It's basically just a PDF that says, I guessed the tune of the Toddler Pops thing on the radio in the afternoons on the John Holmes programme on Talk Radio, and we email it to you and you print it off yourself and write your own name on it. It's great. It's great.
And you're not allowed to print it off for anyone else.
No, just yourself. Write your own name on it. Yeah. Anyway, you've got to guess the tune correctly. If you think you can and do, text or tweet your guess. Here is the details. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's right. Or use Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the hashtag ToddlerPops.
We will, of course, take all of the correct answers. And then pick just one lucky person to award the certificate to. So earlier then, before she played the tune, it was Isla's go today. She's 5 years old, and of course I asked her, you know, how her weekend had been and so forth.
Hello, John.
Well, what have you been up to? Half term this week, isn't it?
Yes, I'm planning the getaway. A well-earned break.
Oh, that's nice. Where are you off to?
I booked a week at Heathrow Airport to get the surprise book. Go anywhere else, thanks to British Airways. That's where I end up anyway, so I cut out the middleman.
Well, I suppose that actually makes sense. Where were you going?
India, but turns out the only thing that British Airways can send to India is their IT systems. Except now they don't work properly.
Yeah, so what are you going to do with your holiday at Heathrow?
Well, the shops, toilets. I have all my luggage with me, because everyone's suitcases have just been dumped in the baggage hall. There's a pool.
Is there?
Well, no. But because of the overcrowding in the terminal. The toilets are broken! So what there is a bottle of wee. But it looks nice when the sun shines on it through the window.
Shall we play a tune?
Happy holidays!
Thanks, Isla.
Shut up, John.
All right, then. She's holidaying at Heathrow. There's a swimming pool. It's a pool of wee because the toilets are overcrowded. But what was the song? What was the song? You can guess. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag ToddlerPop.
And somebody will be picked. Somebody will get the I guess the tune on the ToddlerPop certificate. Let's hear the tune again, though. Now. What was that?
This is Toilet Pot!
So the lines are open for your guesses. And we will be revealing the answer for you. And indeed the names of all the people that got it right. As well as awarding a certificate. After the news, which is coming next. Also in the next half an hour of the programme. It's Work Experience Punditry. Josh is our Work Experience. He's overly enthusiastic about everything, and he'll be going through the weekend's TV for us. And I'll give him about 90 seconds before we all find him annoying. Josh is with us very shortly. There's the big debate at three. A spotlight on a constituency as we keep our election coverage going. And before 4 o'clock, a game of snowflake buckaroo. It's 2:30 now, though. Talk Radio, Bank Holiday Monday. Toby's got the news for you.
Talk Radio.
The man in charge of British Airways has denied allegations IT problems affecting thousands of passengers is due to the outsourcing of jobs to India. The GMB union claims there have been issues ever since the department was moved. An internal MI5 investigation looking into possible intelligence failings over the Manchester bomber has been described as the first right step by the Home Secretary. It follows claims that Salman Abedi was repeatedly reported to authorities. Donald Trump has accused Pyongyang of showing great disrespect for China with another missile test. The US president has responded after North Korea fired a short-range Scud that landed in the sea off its east coast. The country's increased testing as it tries to develop nuclear weapons capable of reaching America. Shinichi Iida is the Minister for Public Diplomacy at the Japanese Embassy in London.
China can play a very critical role in exerting its influence over North Korea and convince it of the need to immediately abandon its nuclear program and abolish its ballistic missiles immediately. 90% of North Korea's trade on value terms is with China.
And in sport, Reading and Huddersfield are about to square off in the richest game in football. The winner of the Championship playoff final at Wembley will earn themselves not just Premier League football next season, but also a mere £200 million. Now here's your weather. Showery rain moving into northern areas. Central and southern parts mostly dry until later this afternoon when some thundery showers will arrive. Warm though, highs of 23 Celsius.
Thank you very much indeed, Toby.
Thank you.
Toby, by the way, if you're just joining us, isn't Victoria. It's a bank holiday. Victoria's having planned engineering works on her. So Toby is our replacement news service today, just to make that very clear.
Always, always less good.
Fewer. Thank you, though.
You are good.
The answer to today's Toddler Pops quiz coming up very shortly, as well as Josh, who is our Work Experience. He's going to be going through the television, by which I mean he's quite annoying after a while, so I'm going to throw him through a television. Josh with us next on Tour Radio in the afternoons.
The Paul Ross Marginal Mystery Tour is on the road.
Dude, where's my breakfast show?
Check the oil, kick the tyres, as the Paul Ross Breakfast Show takes the highway to the hustings. Join the nation's brightest breakfast crew on an early morning election road trip around the territories.
It's eggs in Edinburgh, muesli in Manchester, bacon sarnas in Birmingham, and if we're lucky, cornflakes in Cardiff.
From Highland to Hard Shoulder, Paul Ross gets into the election connection cruiser and measures the mood of the nation on a week-long travelogue of live breakfast broadcasts.
And continues tomorrow morning from 6 in Edinburgh.
The Paul Ross Marginal Mystery Tour on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, indeed. It's just coming up to a time. And the time it's coming up to is the time, of course, to bring you the answer to the conundrum that is... So just before the news, of course, we spoke to Isla, she's 5, about the news, and then she played a song on a toy xylophone.
So what are you going to do with your holiday at Heathrow?
Well, the shops, toilets, I have all my luggage with me, because everyone's suitcases have just been dumped in the baggage hall. There's a pool.
Is there?
Well, no, but because of the overcrowding in the terminal.
The toilets are broken!
So what there is a bottle of wee. It looks nice when the sun shines on it through the window.
Shall we play a tune?
Happy holidays.
Hello?
had lots of guesses in, though, didn't we? A lot of guesses coming in.
Hundreds.
Hundreds of them. Just a few names, Cornelius, that a lot got it wrong as well.
Yeah.
Who, though, got it right? Give me the names.
Gary Tanton got it right on Twitter. Patrick Russell, congratulations. Russell Cox as well. Nat Kimber on Twitter. On the text, Cheryl, David, Fred, and Matt in Grimsby. And it's the system. It's very slow. Michael Skinner as well.
Did British Airways install that system?
Yeah, they did. And Simone. There we go.
Okay. Someone called Penguinland got it really wrong.
Yes, congratulations.
Right, it was, of course, this. In Terminal 5 Baggage Hall. Now, if you got it right, you are in with a shout of getting an I Guess the Tune on Toddler Pop certificate. As I say, it's just a crappy PDF that Cornelius made in a hurry. It will be emailed to you, printed off, write your own name on it. So what a gift that is. Cornelius, who have you picked at random to be on the receiving end of said certificate?
Out of today's hat,
yes, it
is Russell Cox. Congratulations.
Russell Cox!
I'm tweeting you now, Russell.
Gets the I Guess the Toddler Pop student certificate. It could be you next time. Congratulations, one and all. Right, that was Toddler Pops. Now, we are to bring you television reviews. Now, regular listeners will know that our work experiences around these parts consist of work experiences that we give proper work experience to. We don't just leave them languishing in the office, making tea, photocopying things, that kind of thing, getting hit full in the face and shouted out by Julia Hartley Brewer. No, we bring them in here and put them in front of the microphone to give them proper broadcast experience in the industry they so crave to be part of. Today, we welcome back, and I use that term very loosely indeed, it's Josh who's with us. Hi, Josh.
I'm actually very worried about you, John.
Are you? Why is that, then?
Because I came in, you actually shook my hand, yeah, and when we played I Predict a Right, you were kind of dancing earlier, a tiny bit. Oh. You had a couple of moves. Are you okay?
No. He's a bit ill at the moment, actually, that's why he shook your hand.
Yeah, yeah, he's becoming delirious.
Yeah, I am,
and,
yeah.
And I've been ill too, so I don't want any of your germs, thank you very much.
Too late. Right, so Josh, regular listeners will know Josh. They will recognise his voice there, his over-enthusiastic voice. I mean, in many ways, Josh is one of our best reviewers because he enthuses. But that makes him one of the worst reviewers because it means he likes everything. But still, that doesn't matter because today he's doing... bear in mind, this is the same Josh who came in once and did a Disney-themed film review and wore some Mickey Mouse ears while he was doing it.
Best time of my life.
Yeah. No such dressing up today, Josh.
I've decided today I'm going to be, or attempt to be, subjective today.
Right, okay. Okay, we'll see what happens. You're doing television for us.
Yes.
Well, we're going to go to Traffic and Travel very shortly, but let's find out where we're going to start.
We'll start with the talent competition that's showing all week this week.
What is it?
Have a guess. I'll leave you guys guessing.
Well, I don't know.
Well, guess. It's a very well-known talent competition.
Britain's Got Talent.
Yes.
Oh. Right.
So you do know.
Well, I didn't know it was back. Is it back?
It's been back for ages.
And it's the semi-finals this week.
Semi-final week, John. It's always in the May half term.
Right, fine.
How can you not know?
It's because he's ill.
It's not. It's because I don't watch that tat.
It's... okay, I'm subjective here. Subjective. It's not tat, it's television. Mm. There we go. Subjective. Right. Subjective.
Come on, then. What do you make of it? Tell us about whatever the hell you're going to talk about with it.
Well, I mean, it... do you want me to do it now?
Yeah, we'll do it now.
I thought we were just going straight to Traffic and Travel.
No. You've sucked us in, John.
Oh, okay. So, as I said, it's a talent competition where people across the UK are performing all different kinds of acts. So we see everything from dance troupes, choirs, magic, impressionists, comics, pets even come in and do tricks. It's very great.
That's not very great, is it? I mean, you've not really...
It's a variety show. It's light-hearted entertainment. Just because you don't like something, John, doesn't mean the listener, you out there, doesn't like it either.
They don't.
How do you know? Have we got any tweets in yet?
I know we're going to get some.
Thank you. Anybody who likes Britain, who's a fan of Britain's Got Talent, simply isn't welcome here.
Well, listen, I think it's TV, trying to be subjective again.
Yes.
Acts compete to try and win a spot on the Royal Variety Show at the London Palladium. I mean, what's
your favourite act so far?
I do like the Missing People's Choir.
The Missing People's Choir?
No.
This is quite sad.
This is actually really sad because it's loads of people whose relatives have gone missing.
Right, and they've formed a choir.
They've formed a choir where they sing really emotional songs, and on the background they have projections of the people that are missing. No, it's really, when you watch it...
I mean, that sounds lovely. I mean, that's
really
a nice
quite
gesture.
Something, yeah.
But it also strikes me as quite cynical.
Why is it cynical?
Well, it's because of that whole, you know, it's like, that, oh, there's a story attached and it's a bit heart-rending and therefore you get the votes, isn't it that?
Well, I mean, the thing is, if it was X Factor, I can see what you're...
Because X Factor's always about dead grannies and stuff, isn't it?
Well, regardless...
Oh, I'm doing this for poor dead granny.
They're competing to perform to the Queen here.
Yeah.
So it's like they're trying to get a message out to Her Majesty.
Right.
Which I think
is... write to her.
What, she has so many letters she reads every day, John.
Yeah, but she replies to them sometimes.
Sometimes, but at least they're competing to perform to her, directly to her.
All right, fine.
They also want to meet her as well, because they get to meet the member of the royal family who's in attendance as well.
What other acts are on this programme?
I mean, there are so many. There's, oh my God, there is this really sassy singer that is just unbelievable. That's one of the Golden Buzzer acts. There's so much. You've got to watch it.
I don't know what you're talking about. What's a Golden Buzzer act?
Okay, so what happens is, in the auditions... There are these four buzzers. So if the judges... the judges are Simon Cowell, Amanda Holden, Alicia Dixon and David Walliams.
David Walliams. I mean, that's the worst.
He's advertised as like a comedian. But anyway, let me get onto the buzzers.
He's one of the worst, rudest people I've ever met in the world.
That may be, but let me carry on
Thoroughly
with my review.
Unpleasant.
Let me carry on with my review,
I'm
John.
Just reviewing David Walliams.
Well, I'm reviewing
TV. I'm pretty
TV.
Sure Josh is going to say the same thing about you in a couple of years' time to other people in showbiz.
Are you sure? Is it a couple of weeks' time or a couple of days' time? Yeah. So let me carry on with my review. So in the auditions, there are four red buzzers. And even in the semi-finals, there are the buzzers. And if the judge doesn't want to see the act anymore, they will press a red buzzer.
Right.
But what a golden buzzer is in the audition stages...
Do the buzzers make the same buzzing noise? Or are they slightly different buzzing noise?
It's slightly different, but the buzzers make...
What noise does the red one make? What noise does the gold one make?
It doesn't really make a noise. You unleash loads of gold confetti down on a contestant.
So it's not
like,
a buzzer then? You call it a golden
buzzer? No. They still press it like a buzzer.
Yeah, but that's not a buzzer.
But they call it the golden buzzer.
Well, they should call it the golden confetti launcher.
Well, it's called the golden buzzer. And what it's a tool in the auditions where if the judge presses it, they have only one press of the golden buzzer
each. It's not a buzzer. It doesn't buzz.
Shush, let me finish. My God. God, John is impatient today.
It's just semantics, isn't it?
Watching this just slowly escalate each time you were saying it's not a buzzer, and each time you were saying it's a buzzer.
It's not a buzzer.
It is a buzzer.
Is it a buzzer? Does it buzz?
Yes.
You said it didn't buzz. You said it released confetti.
Yes, but in that creates a buzz.
How does that create a
different kind of buzz?
It's a different kind of buzz. The audience all goes mental.
Right.
Oh, I love this. But also hate it at the same time. Yeah. But also kind of love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, as I was saying, let me finish.
Yeah.
So the judges each have one press of this thing.
Yeah.
And they choose an act to go straight to the semi-final rounds.
Right.
And the semi-final rounds are every day this week. The acts perform for your votes at 7:30. And then the results show where the two acts that are revealed to go to the final are revealed at 9:30 every day this week. And the grand final is at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday. And it's lasts all the way until 10 p.m.
Hedy's just texted in saying, I'd rather watch Britain's Got Tonsillitis. Anyway, stay there, Josh. I told you they wouldn't like it. Stay there, why don't you? For we will be talking more television, will we not?
If you're lucky, John.
Okay. After the traffic and travel. Talk radio in the afternoon's bank holiday weekend. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Hi. Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir. We don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do?
I just got £2,000 from Milebanger to put towards a brand new car.
Yes, you can afford a new car. Scrap your old car, and on top of our other great offers, we'll give you £2,000 scrappage to put towards a shiny new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
Lately, you've been thinking about giving Just for Men a go. But you want to know, is it easy? Natural looking. Yes, getting rid of your grey with Just for Men is indeed easy and more natural than, say, a chat with Mum. Yes, Mum, you deserve grandkids. We're working on it. No, Mum, I don't live at the pub. Tough stuff. In comparison, Just for Men remains easy. About 5 minutes and you're back to your natural looking hair colour. Mum, however, is only getting started. Just for Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
Hey, I'm Lee Reedy. This song's about Oasis drinks.
I'm selling out, singing this song. Your liquid loving stops a feeling wrong. I sold my soul to the marketing team. But the money's good and the Oasis drinks are free. Oasis, it's hashtag refreshing stuff. Oasis, buy a bottle cause it's just ain't enough.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The A3 southbound in Surrey is still queuing because of a multi-vehicle accident at the M25 junction 10 for the Whistley interchange. Congestion there on towards the A3 at the Oakham Road North with the entry slip partially blocked off. The M3 London bound from Surrey between junction 3 at Lywater and junction 2 at the M25. The lane closed off there. That's because of a three-vehicle accident. And Monmouthshire's M48 eastbound still got one lane closed off. Again, an accident there causing problems between junction 2 at the White Valley Link Road at Chepstow and junction 1 at Ulst. I'm Lucia Clifford.
Take advantage of the extra day this weekend and enjoy great offers on electricals at John Lewis. We've got up to £200 cash back on selected Miele appliances and a 100-day trial when you buy any Sonos speaker, so you know it's right for you. Plus, this weekend, you can earn double points when you spend on your partnership card. So whatever your plans, we've got everything you need. Terms and conditions apply. Partnership card representative 16.9% APR variable. Credit subject to status. You must be over 18 to apply. John Lewis Financial Services Limited.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Patrick Russell, listener Patrick Russell's been on, just says very simply, Britain's Got Talent is rubbish. I concur, John. Just say, because you said people should tweet in and text in about it, Josh, well, reviewing Britain's Got Talent as you are.
Patrick, thank you so much for your tweet. It's great to hear your opinion. I am subjective today, so I'm not going to say if it's good or bad.
Don't you mean objective?
Subjective.
What, i.e. you're specific about a thing?
Yes.
Objective means you keep your views open.
Well, I'm subjective because I'm specific on TV today. Right. Not giving any opinions, just reviewing what's on.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got a clip of Britain's Got
we
Talent.
We do.
Which I didn't realise we had, but we have. And I, for one, can I say personally, I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, sure.
It's a good one.
Here it is.
Chicken and chips, chicken and chips, chicken and chips tonight. Chicken and chips, chicken and chips, everything's gonna be all right. Chicken and chips, chicken and chips.
Chicken and chips!
My kind of song.
So I don't want no bread and butter. Don't want no chips with bits. Don't even want fish and chips. All I want is
chicken and chips!
Chicken and chips, chicken and chips, chicken and chips
tonight.
Right, that's chicken crap, isn't it?
Who doesn't love a bit of chicken and chips?
The crowd went... I saw a clip of this on Twitter.
Seriously?
The crowd was going wild.
The judges went wild.
Yeah, with anger?
No. With happy and with gleefulness.
What, for that? Then that counts as talent, does it? Going
he
chicken and chips?
He got through. He got four yeses.
Who doesn't love chicken and chips?
And this is what's wrong with the whole concept, isn't it? I mean, someone just turning up singing Chicken and Chips, Chicken and Chips,
Chicken and Chips,
Chicken and Chips. Chicken and chips.
So we've just.
I don't want no bread and butter. Right, we've just. I don't want no chips and dip.
See, we've con loves
it. Great.
What I'm saying is, con did it just about as badly as the other person did it. It's the. It's not talent. That's saying the words chicken and chips. Why would the Queen want to watch that?
I actually think con was slightly bit better. I'm gonna tip my hat off to you.
I can't imagine the Queen clapping along to that. Though.
Exactly.
I can't imagine. That's the type of sort of jovial thing the Queen would enjoy.
No.
Never mind.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, that was that's Britain's Got Talent.
We'll move on to our next show.
What is it?
Made in Chelsea.
Oh, Christ.
It's on tonight, 9 p.m. on E4. Take a listen to this.
Made in Chelsea's back. And it's business as usual for the bright young things of SW3. You know, a bit of a flirt at the ball.
Well, you look beautiful tonight.
Thank you.
Some light window shopping.
Oh.
Taking the old chopper out for a spin.
I'm 18 weeks pregnant.
I beg your pardon.
What?
What?
Binky is pregnant.
Oh, this is the start and a fresh slate for all of us.
I can't believe you're going to have a baby.
I can't believe I'm going to have a baby.
What is a binky?
Binky is one of the characters on the show.
Right.
And she is pregnant. It was a massive big shock in the celeb world. Oh my God, Binky's pregnant with JP's baby.
What are you talking about?
Okay, so Binky and JP are two characters on the show.
Binky?
That's her nickname.
What's her real name?
Alexandra.
Why is she called Binky?
Because her friends have always called her Binky for some reason. You know, it's Toffs, it's La La Land, it's Chelsea.
Well, it's got dancing in it.
No. Well, maybe a bit if they're drunk. But no, it's she's called Binky. Right. And she's a great girl and she's pregnant with her boyfriend's baby.
Right. What's he called? JP?
JP.
What does that stand for?
Josh something. Josh Patterson, yeah.
Okay.
Josh Patterson. Right, so I'll
why has he got a normal sort of nickname? And why isn't he called Bonky or something?
Binky and Bonky?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've actually wondered that myself. I don't know. I think he just wants to be called JP. She wants to be called Binky. Right. Let them be called whatever they want to be called.
Fine, whatever.
Right, so I'll give you a bit of a rundown. It's a BAFTA award-winning reality show. I actually don't know how it won a BAFTA. It's great and all. It's TV, but I don't know how it won a BAFTA. It follows the lives of affluent young people in the West London areas of Belgravia, Kings Road and Knightsbridge, as well as their travels to other glamorous locations such as Dubai, Verbier, Saint-Tropez, Venice, the south of France.
I mean, what's it about?
It follows the lives of a young, affluent social group living in Chelsea.
Is this one of the ones that's sort of constructed reality?
Yes.
So it's not. It's neither real
nor fake. Yes.
So they're real people, but they're given sort of storylines.
Well,
to act on.
How I think it works is there are storylines kind of stemming from their actual lives, and how it's all put together in these shows is. The producers grab a couple of cast members together, put them in a room
hope one of them gets pregnant.
And say, okay, you guys talk about this. It just so happened that she actually got pregnant before this season of the show started.
Right.
So she didn't. So that was actually an unplanned shot for the producers, but I thought they thought, great, she's right. Pregnant. Creates a bit of buzz around the show.
No, is that an actual buzzer? Is that a pregnancy buzzer? Let's be clear on this.
No, it's not a pregnancy buzzer.
So what is it, in that case, when you press it...
What comes out? A baby, obviously.
Right. Just, that's why they call it a baby shower, presumably.
Yeah.
Because you just get a shower of babies.
Yeah,
when
probably.
You press the baby button.
Just one for
or is
the
it
moment.
Like, does it like you press the button and the waters break? Is it like that? And it.
Well, I hope not, because she's not due just yet. Okay. And I hope the baby's okay. And the show's now in its 13th season. So it's been going a long time. Binky is one of the original characters.
Right.
She has been on the scene for a long time now.
Has she always been called Binky?
Always been called Binky.
Okay,
since we all first knew her.
Right, what else are you going to be talking about? Because I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Oh, don't you want to go through the show's royal links? Because there's like all this news about Pippa Middleton getting married and the show's got royal links. I think that's interesting.
What royal links has he got?
Well, former cast members of the show include... Former cast members of the show include Spencer Matthews, who is the younger brother of James Matthews, who just married Pippa Middleton. And one of the cast members, who's a fashion designer called Oliver Proudlock, attended Eton College and graduated in the same year as Prince Harry. And they also share a lot of the same friends.
Great news. What have you got next, very quickly?
Don't we have a clip from... Oh, no, we've already had the clip from Maiden Chelsea.
Yeah. I don't want to hear it again.
Let's play it again, just to annoy John, shall we?
Absolutely not.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, the next show that I am talking about is Jamestown. It's exclusive to Sky One, Friday, 9 p.m.
Here's a clip.
I knew what I was accepting when my passage out here was paid. To marry a man I've never set eyes on before.
I like the look of you. We've waited 12 years for this.
You have been brought here as the property of your husband, and you will behave accordingly.
They desire us beyond their understanding.
What if these men have been on their own for so long they're not men anymore?
If we are to be free, we must possess their minds, their souls.
Right then, there you go. That's Jamestown, which I haven't seen, but I have seen trailers for.
Yeah, I think you might actually quite like this one, actually. What I will say, though, about Jamestown is it's very much advertised as, oh, from the makers of Downton Abbey come this brand new dramas. The similarities between this and Downton end with the makers. There is nothing about this drama that is similar to Downton. It may be from the makers, but it's more sinister in tone. It's darker in nature, and it has... Downton, you saw like all the shots of Highclere Castle, and it's all very beautiful. Oh, look at these gowns, drinks, all dirt, giving each other dirty looks. No, this is so different. There
gowns
is no...
and drinks giving each other dirty looks.
Yeah, that was Downton Abbey. This has no glamour in it whatsoever.
This is also a true story, though, isn't it?
I'm not actually sure if it's true. It's about it. Unlike Downton, where it's completely and utterly fictionalized, this comes from a point in history.
Yes.
So it.
This was the first settlers.
Yeah, the first settlers in newly discovered Virginia, where they found the colony of Jamestown. And 12 years after they found the colony, and it's a bit built. Women come on board. They travel the passage from England to Virginia.
Probably an awkward choice of phrase, but yes.
Yeah, maybe a bit awkward, but anyway, they come to Virginia from England due to marry the men that paid for their passage.
Again,
okay, maybe again.
Pay for the ship. Fine. All right. So
it's very, very sinister. It's very barbaric in tone.
It looks good.
It's very good.
So you like it? Of course you do.
Actually, no. Subjective. Objective. Me.
Yeah.
It's a very sinister, barbaric drama with very dark undertones. It's a strong watch.
Does anybody sing about chicken and chips?
Nobody sings about chicken and chips.
And ships? Actually, that would...
Well, there are ships in it.
Yeah.
They might have chicken.
There you go, then.
They might have chicken, right. But there's no
Perhaps
specific
they should
organize mention.
Jamestown has talent. Jamestown got talent, in which case...
If you call dark subjects talent, then yes.
Chicken and chips tonight. Chicken and chips. Chicken and chips. Everything's gonna be alright.
Yeah. Oh, you should only see John's face right now.
I've genuinely never seen it angrier.
Switch it off.
What do you mean you've never seen it angry? You've never seen the face angry? This is the same expression.
Chicken and chips tonight.
He just gave the same expression as he gives me every time I walk into a room. So you have seen him like this.
Josh!
Yes,
go away. That's Josh there.
Too bad, I'm sticking around.
With work experience.
Start your message with the word talk.
What are you talking about? Josh does work experience. We've just dragged him in here, shoved him in front of a microphone, and that's him reviewing television. Josh, thank you so, so much.
Pleasure.
All right. He'll be back at some point, annoyingly. But anyway, in the next bit of the programme, the big debate, well, of course, after 3 o'clock, we'll be travelling around the country as part of our shining a spotlight on a different constituency and a game of snowflake buckaroo this afternoon before 4 o'clock. Talk Radio, Bank Holiday Monday. I'm John Holmes.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio. Results, analysis and updates from the campaigning all the way to the final count.
Can I quote you on that?
Join the conversation party on your election station.
Our fortunes prosper well.
Talk Radio.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing too. That's why we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from April the 1st to June the 30th, 2017 and registered between April the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Exclude selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
Right now, all Rent kitchens are half price and VAT free. Plus, get a Bosch dishwasher for just £179 when you buy five or more units. Hurry, offer ends Wednesday at 8pm.
Man, that Hypnos bed is comfortable. Time to get up, work to do. Shower, tick. Shave, tick. Dressed, next question. Time for all-you-can-eat brekkie with the fellas. Bacon, sausages and more bacon. Probably even some beans. Today is a big day. Because you are scaffolders. Whatever your story, this is a great place to start. Premier Inn. Premier You.
Breakfast prices and options may vary. Exclude certain locations.
Let's make more of the garden. Because right now at Wix, there's 3 for 2 across gardens and landscaping, including all decking and wood care. Wix, let's do it right. Exclusions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At exactly and precisely 3 o'clock, good afternoon. Here's Toby, he's got the latest news.
Good afternoon. Coming up, MI5 launches fresh Manchester probe into itself, BA denial over foreign IT jobs, and Trump's latest North Korea blast.
Talk Radio.
The Home Secretary says it's right MI5 should investigate itself over whether it overlooked intelligence about the Manchester bomber. Salman Abedi is thought to have been repeatedly reported to authorities by concerned teachers and religious leaders. The intelligence agency has started inquiries into how it missed the danger posed by the attacker. 14 people remain in custody. Meanwhile, as Manchester continues to show it won't be cowed, the Great Manchester Run has taken place today with 40,000 involved. Katie Holdaway took part and told Talk Radio there was a great atmosphere there.
We had a minute silence before we ran and you could feel it, like it really hit home how horrible the attacks were last week, but how much strength and love the city has shown, and it was just incredible.
British Airways insists this weekend's computer glitch wasn't a result of outsourcing IT jobs to India. The chief executive has apologised profusely as passengers face a third day of delays. John Noakes, the former Blue Peter presenter, has died aged 83. His family says he passed away peacefully in his sleep yesterday. He'd been suffering from Alzheimer's. Noakes presented the show for 13 years, making him its longest serving host. Fellow former presenter Janet Ellis told Penny Smith he was a genius on screen.
The secret with all good children's programmes is that the children will watch it very happily and the parents want to be in the room too. And I don't think there are many mums and dads who left the room when he was on because his charisma was extraordinary.
President Trump has accused North Korea of showing great disrespect for China by shooting off yet another ballistic missile. Pyongyang fired a short-range Scud that landed in the sea off the country's east coast. Prince William says he'll fight the media to ensure his children have a normal life. The Duke of Cambridge has opened up about his desire for his kids, saying he doesn't want Prince George growing up behind palace walls, but in a real environment. In the interview ahead of the 20th anniversary of Princess Diana's death, William adds he wishes his mother could have met his wife, Kate. And a man's body has been found in the sea off the Kent coast. The discovery was made near Deal Pier this morning. The death's not being treated as suspicious, and police are working to establish the man's identity.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Showery rain moving into northern areas. Central and southern parts beginning to see some thundery showers this afternoon. Warm, though, highs of 23 Celsius.
Thank you, Toby, very much indeed. And now, regular listeners will be confused today because the sport isn't pre-recorded with another voice.
No.
It's live
with
Toby, who's already done the news. And the weather.
Yes.
Yes. Today, Toby's live sport is coming live from the Britain's Got Talent Chicken and Chips song.
Wow. Reading and Huddersfield have just got the richest game in football underway, with riches, but more importantly, a Premier League spot up for grabs. The winner of the playoff final at Wembley will be promoted from the Championship, with live commentary over on TalkSport right now. Manchester City are set to continue their post-season spending by signing the Benfica goalkeeper Ederson. The Brazilian is expected to cost around £35 million, a world record fee for a keeper. City signed Bernardo Silva from Monaco on Friday. Britain's Alias Bedene has won his first round match at tennis's French Open. He won through in four sets against the American Ryan Harrison and will face Mikhail Kukushkin of Kazakhstan next. world number two. Novak Djokovic is also through after a straight sets win over Marcel Granollers of Spain. Tournament favourite Rafa Nadal looks like he may well follow. He's playing Benoit Paire of France. Short time ago was leading 6-1, 6-4 and 4-1 in the third set. All the latest sports news is, of course, available on TalkSport's website, but for now, that's the latest powered by TalkSport.
Chicken and chips, everything's gonna be alright. That's Toby's live sports report from the Chicken and Chips song from Britain's Got Talent there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Toby.
Thank you.
I think thank you.
I mean, I got through it, sort of.
Kind of. All right, we'll do the big debate next. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, the big debate is on the way very shortly.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Right, just ahead of that, though, let me tell you what's coming up in the next hour. Well, we will be shining our election spotlight on another constituency, of course. We've been going around the country, bringing you constituency details, and we'll go somewhere else today with our political editor, Cornelius. In the next bit of the programme after that, a game of snowflake buckaroo. It's like buckaroo, but instead of a donkey with things like rope and pickaxes and buckets hanging on a donkey for it all to kick off, we've got a millennial snowflake, and upon it we put trigger words until it panics and kicks off and runs to its safe space. It's a game of snowflake buckaroo coming later on the programme. It's time for the big debate. So, Talk Radio in the afternoons. Yes, I am John Holmes, and R.I.P. John Noakes, of course. Now, for those of a certain age, i.e. me, John Noakes was children's television, it's fair to say. Now, the presenter of Blue Peter, of course, where he famously, live on television, John Noakes, did a poo on an elephant and then trod on it. And with his dog, Shep, he used to make things out of old toilet rolls, didn't he, on Blue Peter? Notably, of course, John Noakes made his own co-presenters, Leslie Judd and Peter Purvis, out of sticky back plastic and coat hangers covered in tinsel. It was a different time back then. For a start, there is no way in this day and age that anyone called Purvis would be employed by the BBC. Peter Purvis, too close to the word perv, of course. Many of those worked for Radio 1, of course, back in the day. And you couldn't be called pervs now and work in BBC in 2017. And if you don't believe me, well, I can tell you that Libby Purvis has just, she's from Radio 4, she's just had a long-running programme, Midweek Axed, so think on that. These days, you're simply not allowed to make presenters out of sticky back plastic either. The combination of the words presenter and sticky back is something that reminds many of the BBC in the 1970s. But on the phone line now, a Talk Radio listener, having heard me say the words Blue Peter there, is Ross. Good afternoon, Ross.
Hello.
Hello, Ross. Can you hear me, right? Are you there, Ross? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, John. How are you going? You're feeling better?
Yeah, well, I'm all right, Ross. I'm on the mend. I was a bit ill, but I'm on the mend now. Are you all right, Ross?
I'm not too bad, yeah. Got a bit of an headache.
No. Well, good to have you on. Let me listen to the programme. Now, you heard me say the words... Hello?
Go on.
You heard me say the words Blue Peter there, and for you, this is what you told our researchers, I mean, really, any other colour Peter than blue. Apparently, you don't... You're very anti the colour blue. You'd like to see it jailed.
I don't like blue, John.
No.
I've got two reasons why. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah, but I'll do it in reverse order, if that's all right.
Okay.
Yep.
You're going to tell me?
Do the second one first.
Second one first, right. I don't like blue, because I used to go to school with a guy who had a blue ear, right?
He had a blue ear?
He had a blue ear, John.
Yeah.
His name's Stephen, right? That's not why I don't like him, because he used to steal sandwiches.
Right. What? Hang on, go back a bit. Why was his ear blue?
Got the second one now.
No, I want to know why his ear was blue.
I don't know. No, I never asked him, John.
Right. Okay, you steal sandwiches. All right, but fine. Next, what's your next for other reason?
He was never around. He's too busy eating all the sandwiches.
Right. Okay.
The other reason I don't like Blue is because there's a band called Blue, and I can't stand them.
Right. All right, look, stay on the...
Anthony Costa.
Yeah, the...
Gary Starbucks.
Yeah. Stay on
Brian Nero.
Yeah. Stay on the line for me, Ross. I want to bring in Barney, who's heard you there, and he's called Talk Radio as well on the telephone. Hi, Barney.
Hello, John.
Hello. Hello. Thank you for calling. So you're listening to Ross there. He's very anti the colour blue. Sad day for that, given the news of John Noakes and Blue
Terribly
Peter.
Terribly sad day, John. If I may just say about Mr. John Noakes, what people forget is that poor man was constantly harassed and bewildered by vandals. They'd get into the Blue Peter garden and smash it up, and poor Mr. Noakes would be flummoxed.
He would be flummoxed.
He would be flummoxed. He couldn't understand it at all.
Yeah.
He used to say he couldn't understand the mindset, and it made him sad. And I have to say, I saw that growing up, and I've hardly ever wanted to smash up a garden since that time, only at weekends.
Right. Let me bring you back to the subject of blue. That you're a fan of blue, not the band necessarily. We'll get to that.
Yes.
But the colour blue, you think there's nothing wrong with it?
No, just think of all the blue things, if I may. I have a list.
Please do, yeah. Ross, I want you to listen to this carefully.
Mondays.
Yes.
Teeth.
Yeah.
Whales.
Yeah.
Berries.
Yeah.
Cheese. Peter.
Yeah.
Hotels.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Moon. Movies. Jeans. Rinses. Grass. Magic. Notes. Sky sinking. Lamps. Bottles. Cinches and tits.
Yeah.
Go on.
Oh, well, he's right, isn't he, Ross? All of those things are blue, aren't they? All of those things are blue.
So they are blue, yeah.
I'd add suede shoes to that.
I'd forgotten about
those. Yeah.
And I'm wearing a pair too. I should have put that in.
Monkeys' arses, right? Now,
Lagoon.
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten about that.
Lagoon,
one of those,
right.
Too.
Now, let me talk about the monkeys' bottoms, right? Now, some monkeys have blue bottoms, don't they, right? Famously.
Not enough.
What colour, Ross, if you don't like blue, should a monkey's bottom be? If it was up to you and you had a paintbrush, I gave you a paintbrush now, and a choice of paint, not blue, right? What colour would you paint a monkey's bottom if I was to give you a monkey?
I do what?
If I gave you a monkey now...
20 quid?
No, for free. I'd free monkey. What colour...
Monkey?
What colour would you paint its bottom?
Paint its what?
Bottom.
You're asking me what colour I'd paint a monkey's bottom?
Yes, I am. Instead of blue. You've got a monkey with a blue bottom. You're going to paint over it. But what colour will you paint over it? It's a simple question, Barney. Not Barney, Ross.
Is it me or Barney?
It's Ross. It's Ross,
John.
First.
It's Ross having trouble grasping the monkey's bottom issue.
Yeah. Are you having trouble grasping the monkey's bottom, Ross?
It's been a while, John.
Right. What colour would you paint it? What colour would you paint it? Simple question.
Say yellow, John.
Yellow. Fine. I'm going to write yellow down. Yellow. So, Barney, you're a fan of blue, but what is wrong with a monkey with a yellow bottom instead of blue? I'm just playing the devil's advocate, which is also yellow.
Yes, well, first of all, the idea of a monkey with a yellow bottom just makes me want to throw up.
Right, why?
I think first and foremost, I'd have to say that. I mean, blue monkeys' bottoms are natural. And what's more, my name is Barney Klein, and I'm a distant relative of Mr. Yves Klein, the French artist. Now, he invented blue, and he used to use monkeys' bottoms to make his paintings.
Oh, a lot of artists did, of course, back in the day. You're absolutely right. I mean, the thing about a blue, if you've ever touched a blue monkey's bottom, it comes off on your hand. And artists used to pick the monkeys up, didn't they, and use them as rudimentary paintbrushes and wipe the monkey's arse across the canvas, which is
right.
To give you the blue. What's wrong, Ross? Come on, Ross. Reasonable. You're a reasonable... Hello, Ross.
Come on.
You're a reasonable man. What is wrong with wiping a monkey's bottom across a canvas?
No, we're nothing. doing? Like, what are you going up to in your own time? It's entirely up to you, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's art, isn't it? It's art.
I know, it is art. See, art's an artist, John. That's all we talk about on this thing, isn't it? A bloke lives down the road from me using rubbish for art.
Yes. Great.
I've got a few blue albums over the fence to him, shouldn't I?
What?
Put them in there, mate. Put them in there.
Yeah. Ross, look, you're doing it again, though. You've phoned a radio station. You've got no answer to the situation. You're saying get rid of the colour blue, right? Fair enough. Take it away. Where are we going to put it, for a start? Where are you going to put it?
You can take it to Great Yarmouth.
What are you going to do with it in Great Yarmouth?
You take it there, leave it there, don't you?
What, so basically you're saying that Great Yarmouth should become the home of blue, everything blue gets taken to Great Yarmouth. Who's going to pay for it, Rob? It's no, you know, we've got bins, haven't we? I've got a bin, one's got a blue lid. Am I supposed to, that's for bottles or something, I don't know. I'd put earth in there. But whatever it's for, right, it's got a blue lid. Are we then to use that for stuff that's blue? But who's going to, they don't take the litter away anyway, do they, the council? They're not going to come around and just take blue things away on a certain day, are they?
They don't do blue bags, do they? Which I'm quite happy about.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, who's paying? You're not telling me who's going to pay for it.
Well, it's £17.50. If you get on a bus or on a train to Great Yarmouth, £17.50, Johnny. Wouldn't you not do that?
Come back in, Barney, yeah.
I want
to read the list again, are you?
No, Ross, let Barney have his say. Come on, come on, be polite. Barney, what were you going to say?
I was going to talk about this fantastic young band called Eiffel 65, who wrote a song all about blue, and it was about a little man living in a blue world. Right. Now, that might be yourself in Great Yarmouth, John. It could be anybody. The thing about that is it's genius songwriting.
Right.
It takes a long time to write a song like that about everything being blue. And you know, it may sound like they dashed it off on a piece of cardboard with a crayon, but it takes work to get a song like that. And without blue, we would never have had Eiffel 65, and the world would be a sad and lonely place.
Right.
I disagree. Have you heard One Love?
No, he's talking about... Look, hang on. It's interesting you mentioned it. I want to talk about Little Boy Blue, because Little Boy Blue famously come blow his horn, didn't he? And so the point of what I'm trying to make is, if you get rid of Little Boy Blue, what's he going to come blow? Little Boy Blue, come blow your horn. What's he gonna come blow if you get rid of Little Boy what? Little Boy what colour exactly, Ross?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. Little Boy what colour? Pick a colour.
A monkey's arse.
Right. Little Boy yellow.
Wait. He could blow a subway foot long.
Right.
I've done that.
Okay. It's getting... The debate's... I mean, it's not interesting yet, but it's getting there. But unfortunately, we've run out of time. So,
dear.
I know. So what is it, Ross?
From what I can gather, right, we're just naming lists of blue things.
You got what?
From what I can gather, we're just naming blue things, aren't we?
Well, have you got another one?
Yes.
A blue-arse fly.
Yeah, what, is that like the monkey, then? Is it related to the monkey?
I suppose so, yeah. I prefer a yellow arse fly, but they do exist, yeah.
All right.
Well, are we friends again now?
Well, not really, no. Why don't you just go and call LBC instead?
I don't know. I've got your speed dial. So you got to do.
Okay, fine. Anyway, look, it's interesting, isn't it? That's Ross there. He's really against the colour blue. I mean, it's in the news. Blue Peter, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, if Ross had his way, it would be yellow Peter. A blue monkey's bottom would be yellow. Whereas Barney's in favour of it. Barney, sum up the debate for me in one word, if you would.
Duck, John. Duck.
Duck. Right, Ross?
Yes.
Blue rinse.
Good. Thank you very much indeed. Do we need blue? It's a colour, isn't it? But let's be honest, we've got loads of colours now. Okay, and admittedly, we didn't used to have back when all the artists had to paint with was a monkey's bottom. But now we've got loads of colours. We've got red, we've got pink, haven't we? We've got yellow, as we've been talking about, green, orange and purple and blue. You know, we've got loads of colours. Why do we need blue at the end there? Why don't we just get rid of it? We don't need it, do we? Just anything that just could be another colour. What do you think? Let's throw it open. 87222 is the number. You can start your message with the word talk at Talk Radio on Twitter. You can start that message with any word you like. The colour blue. Yes or no? Irrelevant or not in 2017 when we've got roast chicken flavoured crisps now and Dettol. Why do we need blue on top of that? Let me know. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes and that's the big debate.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
All the latest election news as soon as it breaks on the station that's going to the country.
The British Open Democratic Process.
Talk Radio.
The life of a van driver, a life of surprises, a life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different, more than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique, sights ever-changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide-ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new multi-award-winning Toyota ProAce. What van like commercial vehicle of the year 2017? On contract hire at £199 per month. Toyota, always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.1695 DIN HP. Available on contract hire at £199 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,194. Business users over 18 only. Excluding VAT of 20%. Conditions apply.
Right now, all Rent kitchens are half price and VAT free. Plus, get a Bosch dishwasher for just £179 when you buy five or more units. Hurry, offer ends Wednesday at 8 p.m.
Hey, Lego Batman. Did you know that you can join Sky TV from £22 a month and enjoy big screen drama exclusively on Sky Atlantic?
Go on, I'm listening.
And you'll still get all your Freeview favourites.
Oh, I love it. Keep going.
What's more, new and existing Sky TV customers can also add the UK's lowest price fibre for £20 a month for 18 months, including line rental. And the total setup fee is £39.95.
That's a pretty sweet deal.
It is, isn't it? Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. Lowest price over 18 months. New 18-month contracts. Sky fibre areas only. 25 gig usage cap. Terms apply.
Van Buster, now on. The Titan 750-watt, 115mm angle grinder. Just £20. When it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cumbria, on the M6 southbound, two lanes are closed off between junction 38 at Tebay and junction 37 at Kendal because of an accident. It's very slow there with nearly an hour of delays. The A3 in Surrey, southbound at the M25 at junction 10 at the Whistley interchange, remains busy. An earlier accident now sorted and all lanes open, but very slow going through there. There are roadworks on the M3 in Surrey, London bound between 3 at Lightwater and junction 2 at the M25. An earlier accident now cleared, but the roadworks still causing delays there. And South Lanarkshire's M74 north before Hamilton services is slow. I'm Lucia Clifford.
You can talk loads on the internet. I talk to my friends all the time, even like 5 or 7 at once. I can talk to my older brother at uni. I can even talk with people I've never heard of, like BubbleBob77, who wants to hang out. Shall I tell him where I live?
When your kids have questions about the internet, make sure it's you they turn to. Regular chats together will help you keep them safe. For help and advice from O2 and NSPCC, search Share Aware.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. That's why that bit of production just said that. Otherwise, you know, what sort of crazy topsy-turvy world we'd be living in where the production didn't match the station. Cornelius, a lot of reactions coming in. Do we need the colour blue anymore? We've got other colours now. Why do we need it? We could just get rid of it, couldn't we? That's what Ross was suggesting anyway. He suggested that he would happily unscrew the arse of a blue-arsed monkey and replace it with a yellow one rather than see blue on the streets anymore. A lot of reactions coming in, though.
Yes, John, you're forgetting that blue entered Eurovision on behalf of the UK just 2 or 3 years ago. And what did that lead to? Brexit.
Yeah.
John, were you saying blue or blue urns? That's coming from Hans Molman.
Thank you very much indeed. John, I'm sick of all this blue waffle. Has just come in there as well, which is unpleasant. So thank you very much indeed for that. Keep your reactions coming in, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now with just 10 days, is it 10 days to go to the general election?
So.
Something like that. Anyway.
It's like, do you count today? I wasn't sure.
All right, fine. Anyway, you're probably wondering who to vote for. Well, of course, as ever, you've come to the right place. Talk Radio is the station for general election coverage. You know we are. We're here to help. From 8 o'clock tonight, of course, you'll hear May and Corbyn. Not quite go head-to-head, but certainly go back-to-back, like they were modern DJs. Scratch mixing the electorate up. as MC Paxman presides. Anyway, that was something. Anyway, that's you can hear that on Talk Radio from tonight from 8. But you can tune in as well to Paul Ross's Marginal Mystery Tour. The main mystery is why they've agreed to do it. But they're going around the country doing something or other. Paul Ross wearing an increasingly weird number of weirdly coloured jackets. But anyway, if you've seen the Talk Radio Twitter feed, but anyway, it's live from somewhere that isn't here as they travel round the country ahead of the election. But if you live in the area of Canterbury in Kent, you can listen to this audio package put together by Talk Radio's highly esteemed non-award-winning political editor.
I've won awards.
For your political editorship, or are we just talking that swimming one you got when you were six?
Carry on.
Okay. Cornelius, every day, has been shining his election spotlight on a constituency, zoning in on the candidates and the local issues. And today it's time to hear a Canterbury tale.
Hello, the people of Canterbury, and boy do I have a tale for you. I am Talk Radio's political editor Cornelius Mendez, and consider this a helpful guide as to who you can vote for in this June's general election. From Sturry to Wincheap, Canterbury boasts a number of attractions, including the Cathedral, the Marlowe Theatre, and not one, but two Wetherspoons pubs. But unlike the choice to which spoons to go to, hashtag Westgate every time, this June, you need to come to a decision which you should spend a little longer considering. So take a moment to stop putting fairy liquid in the fountain at the Dame John Park and listen to your choices on the polling card for this June's general election.
Sir Julian Brazier for the Conservative Party.
The tale of the Tory is that he worked as a chartered consolidator for 9 years. He's also served time as an officer in the Territorial Army for 13 years. He says he will continue to stand up for patients and for the future of Kent and Canterbury Hospital. He also believes in highlighting and debating putting law enforcements on legal highs.
Rosie Duffield for the Labour Party.
The tale of the lefty is that she has lived in Canterbury for 17 years and has been working as a school support worker and now chairs Canterbury Labour Party branch. She would like to stop cutting school funding and save jobs of teachers at Canterbury Academy. She also believes in stopping cuts to social care costs for the elderly.
James Flanagan for the Liberal Democrats.
The tale of the Lib Dem is that he was born and raised in Canterbury. He has been with the Lib Dem since 1991. After uni, he came back and has been campaigning since. He believes in making housing affordable for local families and young people in Canterbury. James also says he will nurture and protect the UK's art and culture sectors.
Henry Stanton for the Green Party.
The tale of the Greenie is that Henry is a local teacher and has been teaching for 13 years in Canterbury. Before that, he ran his own web design business. He wants to tackle air pollution in Canterbury by monitoring high traffic areas and raise awareness of the serious health effects. He also believes the public should have ownership of the railways and wants them renationalised. So there we have it. The people of Canterbury, the choice is yours. Head down to your local polling station, whether that be the Senate building at the University of Kent, Rough Common Village Hall on Rough Common Road in Rough Common, or any of the others. So make sure to vote and contribute to what could be a brand new Canterbury tale.
There. Election spotlight falling on Canterbury. There with all of its constituents.
And all of its Wetherspoons.
And all of its Wetherspoons that Cornelius likes, which is why he researched Canterbury. the election spotlight will continue to fall up until the election from our political editor, who once won a swimming badge Age six. Cornelius Mendes.
Thank you.
There we go. Right now, in the next half an hour of the programme, Snowflake Buckaroo. It's our new game. I'll explain what it is as we go along. However, before the news at 3.30, don't forget it's bank holiday requests, because we're doing that. We normally do requests on a Friday, but because it's a bank holiday Monday, we thought we'd do it today as well. So it's your requests and dedications. Now, the caveat there is that we can't do music ones because we're a talk radio station. So it's not like Radio 2 where you can just phone them up and ask Simon Mayo or whoever's sitting in on a bank holiday to play a song for you. No, we can't do it. License restrictions, speech radio. We can only play speeches and talks. So if you'd like that as a dedication or request, get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Here's one. Hi, John and the gang. In it muggy. I'm sat in a dark room with no air conditioning and an electric fan that's blowing around the scent of my colleague Deirdre, who has just eaten some mature cheese and biscuits. While I assemble my nose peg, please could you play the Rock's speech about Dream Stealers at WrestleMania? Thanks very much. And that's coming from Ray in Winstone. Well, Ray, especially for you, of course we could. It's Some Request Monday, a bank holiday special. There's nothing special about it, it's just a bank holiday. But the Rock speech about Dream Stealers at WrestleMania.
Finally, The Rock has come back to Chicago! Back to the city where it all started for The Rock. You see, Chicago is a very special place to The Rock. The Rock competed in his very first WrestleMania right here in this very building. But you see, The Rock, he never admitted this, but that night, The Rock was nervous. The Rock was nervous, but he did something that defined the rest of his life. That night, this arena, first WrestleMania, The Rock decided to bring it.
Oh, don't you just love it when a great big idiot talks about himself in the third person like that? That's The Rock talking at WrestleMania. Play that as a request.
He could be their next president you're talking about there.
Oh, you're right, because, yeah, I'd take that back then, because no president would be an idiot.
Yeah.
So, there it was for Ray in Winston. Then we play that. If you've got a request or dedication, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll be bringing you a game of Snowflake Buckaroo in the next half an hour. We will also be bringing you bonus news today. Animal news.
Animal news.
Before that, here's Toby with the news at 3.31 on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. The Home Secretary says it's right that MI5 should investigate itself over whether it overlooked intelligence about the Manchester bomber. Salman Abedi is thought to have been repeatedly reported to authorities by concerned teachers and religious leaders. A Cambridgeshire zoo has been evacuated because of what police are calling a serious incident. Officers say no animals have escaped and that the public is safe. It happened about 11:15 this morning, though no more information is available at the moment. Air ambulances have been seen at the scene. The boss of British Airways says 95% of its flights will take off as normal today as it recovers from chaos caused by an IT glitch. All of its planes were grounded at the weekend because of a power surge affecting computer systems. Chief Executive Alex Cruz has insisted there was no cyber attack and has denied union claims the problem was linked to outsourcing abroad.
There have all been local issues around a local data center who has been managed and fixed by local resources. So no, in this case, it is not applicable.
John Noakes, Blue Peter's longest-serving presenter, has died at the age of 83. He fronted the Child's TV show in the 1960s and 70s. And the richest game in football is underway at Wembley, the Championship playoff final. Reading and Huddersfield playing each other for a place in the Premier League, which could be worth up to £200 million. 29 minutes gone, it's still 0-0 if you want to hear it live. It's over on TalkSport. Now here's your weather. Thundery showers in parts of central and southern England this evening, clearing to the east. Cooler than recent nights tonight with lower temperatures of 11 Celsius.
Thank you very much, Toby. Could you say for me, there's more in half an hour?
There's more in half an hour.
There's more now?
Yes.
because Because we bring you bonus news. Now, the reason we bring you bonus news, in case you're just listening for the first time, is this. News bulletins are shorter than they used to be here on Talk Radio. We still don't know why. We don't know why. So to make
you could just ask the boss and then save the extra news for the
They don't know day. Why either.
Oh, I see. It's just that nobody knows
nobody
why.
Nobody knows
I see.
Why. So Toby's doing our news today because normal service, Victoria, is undergoing planned engineering works. So Toby's our replacement. It's a bank holiday. It's what happens. That's what happens. A lot of news readers on bank holiday. They just do work on them. So Toby's in, replacing her as a service, which means he gets to do bonus news. So today, I believe we're bringing animal news.
We are, yeah.
It's animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is animal news.
An Australian cat owner is trying to get into the Guinness Book of Records for owning the longest ever moggy. Omar from Melbourne is 1 metre 20 centimetres in length, according to owner Stephanie Hurst, who has done her own measurements. Adding he weighs 14 kilograms. She believes he'll beat previous world record holder Ludo, who's British, by 1.7 centimetres.
He's British by 1.7 centimetres.
No, who's British, yes. comma, by 1.7 centimetres.
Fair enough.
It'll be down to Guinness World Records to decide if she's right.
How do you measure a cat's length?
Literally, I don't know. Nose. How do you measure a cat's length?
When it's ajar. No,
nose to extended tail.
Yes, but this you've very much hit the tail on the head.
Yes,
right. Because what I mean is, you can pull a cat's tail.
Yes.
And extend it.
Yes,
right. So I'm not calling them cheats, but technically speaking, you could hold if you hold a cat's front paws. Mm. Right, and then someone else holds its tail.
Oh, I see.
And pulls a little bit. You could probably get an extra couple of centimetres
yes,
out
no,
of that
I believe
cat.
It's nose to extended tail.
But so it's measured extended, or is it measured at rest?
Well, extended. That would be the length of the cat. But I don't think putting your paws out in front of you makes you longer, does it? I don't think that would count. But the photograph that accompanied this story when the details were sent to me was of the cat being held and measured nose all the way out with the tail
but the
extended.
Tail extended. The tail yes. is being pulled out long. Yes. Out long.
What if the cat is wearing tail extensions?
It wasn't in this case.
Okay,
I'm unaware of the laws, but I suspect they'd check for that kind
okay,
of thing.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Do you want right. to carry on?
I'm just going to read you information about how to measure a cat.
Oh, okay.
To measure your cat, use a flexible measuring tape to measure in two places.
Right.
So maybe that's the lounge and the kitchen.
Yes.
Get it from around the neck, just behind the front legs or the girth of the cat. This is the girth. As illustrated in the image to the right. That one, that doesn't help us.
No.
But this is how to measure the girth of a cat, is it? The measuring tape should be snug against your cat's body. Don't make it too tight and squeeze your cat.
Yeah, no, I think that's the
That's
girth.
The girth of a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not the length of a cat.
No, so you're not really going to tell us how to measure the length of your cat
no,
at all.
No, Chloe put the wrong information up, if I'm honest. But, this is how long? 1 point...
She says 1 metre 20 centimetres. The previous longest cat, yeah. Ludo, who's British, I'm supporting Ludo on that basis,
right.
is 1 metre 18.3 centimetres. Oh. Is that the end? I've got two more stories.
Yes,
the music's run out.
Oh. So hang on a sec.
Feel better now. Do you want me to continue?
Yes, please. Yeah.
An Australian fisherman has described how a 200-kilogram great white shark leapt onto his boat, knocking him over and lacerating his arm. The 9-foot fish landed in his 5-metre long boat, and you did ask that when I mentioned this earlier, after he dropped his line.
You've mixed up your units.
I have.
How do you measure a long boat?
From the nose
to the tail, extended.
Okay.
At what 73-year-old Terry Selwood described as his usual spot at Evans Head in New South Wales. He says the shark, which did die in the boat, was doing a mad dance and thrashing everywhere, adding he's enjoyed the limelight so much he may wrestle a crocodile next time he goes out. And a morbidly obese...
Well, hang on a minute.
Is he okay now?
He's fine now, yes.
Okay.
The man's
I knew
fine, but the shark's
like
not.
I said earlier, your news story has jumped the boat.
Yes, it has. Mm-hmm. It has indeed.
Clever.
Yeah, I mean, you've made the same joke twice now, so...
Well, it's different, wouldn't it?
And a morbidly obese monkey in Thailand is to be put on a strict diet in a bid to save its life. Oh. The wild animal currently weighs 26 kilograms, three times what it should, after gorging itself on junk food and fizzy drinks left by tourists.
Didn't Victoria do this story the other day?
Did she?
I can't remember. I never actually listened to the bonus.
I'm doing it better.
You are doing it better.
Because of my final line. It's not clear if he put weight on due to the bullying of the tourists who call him Uncle Fat.
Oh, yeah.
You remember now?
Yeah, I remember Uncle Fat now.
Yeah.
Still good to get an update.
Well, that's
it didn't really update, though, did it? It's the same as it was.
But yeah, well, it's good to know that that story hasn't moved on.
How do you measure the girth of a fat monkey?
You don't. You just weigh it.
Okay, fine.
26 kilos.
Good. Thanks, Toby.
Thank you.
For bringing us animal news. There's bonus news for you. Animal, vegetable and mineral. That was animal news with Toby.
Animal news.
On Talk Radio in the afternoon. It was animal news.
Animal news.
Animal news. I know. Animal news.
Animal news.
Fine. In the next bit of the programme, we'll bring you Snowflake Buckaroo. You know Buckaroo with the donkey? That's an animal.
Animal news.
Yeah. So the donkey with the game of Buckaroo. It's like that, but with a snowflake. Instead, a little millennial. And instead of hanging on pickaxes and buckets and rope, we hang on trigger words and see how many we can hang on before the snowflake kicks off and runs to its safe space. It's Buckaroo. It's Snowflake Buckaroo coming next on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
The Paul Ross Marginal Mystery Tour is on the road.
Dude, where's my breakfast show?
Check the oil, kick the tyres, as the Paul Ross Breakfast Show takes the highway to the hustings. Join the nation's brightest breakfast crew on an early morning election road trip around the territories.
It's eggs in Edinburgh, muesli in Manchester, bacon sarnas in Birmingham, and if we're lucky, cornflakes in Cardiff.
From Highland to Hard Shoulder, Paul Ross gets into the election connection cruiser and measures the mood of the nation on a week-long travelogue of live breakfast broadcasts.
And continues tomorrow morning from 6 in Edinburgh.
The Paul Ross Marginal Mystery Tour on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You know the saying, blink and you'll miss it? Well, you could use it for TalkTalk's Fibre Flash sale. Because for a very short time, you can get TalkTalk Fibre, which is four times faster than standard ADSL broadband, for just £25 a month, including line rental, for 2 whole years. It's Britain's lowest priced fibre compared to Sky, BT and Virgin over 24 months, saving you up to £535 versus BT. But hurry, the flash sale ends on Thursday. Search TalkTalk Fibre and join now. TalkTalk. For everyone.
Comparison with BT excludes voucher and is based on TalkTalk's faster up to 38 meg and BT's Infinity One up to 52 meg packages. Contract and conditions apply.
Van Buster now on. The Titan 750 watt 115 mil angle grinder, just £20. When it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
Spring collection sofas are up to half price at DFS. But you better be quick because savings on selected sofas end today. DFS.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Worcestershire's M5 southbound's got a lane closed off because of an accident between Junction 7 at Worcester and Junction 8 at the M50. Heavy traffic around there. Halton St Mary on the A12 southbound in Suffolk. An overturned caravan blocks that stretch between Junction 31 at the B1070 and the Dedham Road Junction at Junction 30. A slow one around Blythe Bridge on the A50 westbound because of an accident. That's at the Blythe Bridge roundabout and Draycott. Very busy there. An overturned car involved in the problems. I'm seeing a few queues around that area. I'm Lucia Clifford.
You can talk loads on the internet. I talk to my friends all the time, even like 5 or 7 at once. I can talk to my older brother at uni. I can even talk with people I've never heard of, like BubbleBob77, who wants to hang out. Shall I tell him where I live?
When your kids have questions about the internet, make sure it's you they turn to. Regular chats together will help you keep them safe. For help and advice from O2 and NSPCC, search Share Aware.
The radio station that's always first past the post with up-to-the-minute election news, expert comment and instant reaction.
It calls for a particular combination of talents.
Never mind the ballots. Listen to the radio.
Join the conversation party.
I'm just getting a buzzing noise in my left ear.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio. In the afternoon, Snowflake Buckaroo on the way. Before that, though, we've been looking at the news. A lot going on. Macron, fresh from crushing Trump's hand, is going to meet President Putin, so we'll all be keeping our eyes on how he shakes his hand, of course. That's happening. John Noakes, sadly, of course, the Blue Peter presenter, certainly for my generation, the Blue Peter presenter, sadly has died at the age of, I think, 83, was he? 83? There's much, I mean, there's a lot going on in the news. It's quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
People can't, Cornelius, but it's all right. That's why we're here to help. And we are here to help, and we help by bringing you current affairs through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the obvious thing to do, really, to explain it. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
BA technical issues cause major problems. We know how they feel.
We have a feeling that BA actually outsourced their computer systems to the engineers here at Talk Radio, which would explain a great deal. Should just very quickly tell you that I'm not in tomorrow. Tommy Boyd. The legend that is
Radio
Tommy
legend.
Boyd, Radio Legend. He played our quiz Paul Ross Master on Friday. He will be sitting in for this week between, what time are we on?
One till four.
One till four in the afternoons. Tommy Boyd, Radio Legend, with you throughout the rest of this week. Just fell to me to mention that, and quite rightly, I have. But now, well, it's new game time. We played this last week. We thought, what a decent and honourable thing to do on a bank holiday than bring you our own game. It's the game where you have a donkey. You remember the donkey and you pile lots of stuff onto it. Tools, pickaxes, rope, a spade, a hat, other stuff. You pile it on until the donkey collapses. That's right, it's a game of animal cruelty. It's very popular in Spain. But also, it's Buckaroo, the child's game where the donkey's made of plastic. You push it down to set it, don't you, carefully, and you take turns to pile on the stuff. When it all gets too much, the donkey kicks it all off. Buckaroo, you shout. Anyway, it's that. But we've brought it bang up to date for millennials as we play Snowflake Buckaroo. So here's how it works. There's a snowflake millennial. You know the sort, all upset by trigger words, aren't they? Boo-hoo, I'm so sensitive, I'm so millennial, dear. I'm so offended by utterly nothing. So what we're going to do is we're going to hang trigger words and situations on our snowflake millennial. But don't worry, like with Buckaroo not being a real donkey, it's only a plastic millennial snowflake. It's made of non-binary plastic, so as not to offend. And like in Donkey Buckaroo, when the snowflake can take no more, he'll kick off and run to his safe space. Each trigger word and situation is worth points, alright? And the first contestant to hang triggering situations on the snowflake that reaches 21 in the number of points, right? That's when the snowflake kicks off, the game is over, and you've lost if you get to 21. It's 21 or bust. Are you clear? Well, let's see if Cameron is. Cameron is in Norwich. Hello, Cameron.
Hiya.
Hiya, Cameron. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Good. Excited.
Excited? Well, I can imagine you are. What an exciting way to spank a bank... spank a bank holiday. Oh, fine. Spank a bank holiday. Whatever you want to do, Cameron. Where are you, Cameron?
I'm just at my boyfriend's house at the moment.
Your boyfriend's house at the moment. And where's that? I mean, that was very specific, actually. I was just going more general, but that's fine. Where's your boyfriend's house?
Eccles.
Eccles?
Beckles.
All right, fine.
Yeah, no one knows where that is.
No.
It's fine.
Where is it?
Well, East Coast.
East Coast.
Near
right.
Norwich.
Near Norwich, all right, fine. Eccles near Norwich. That'll do for us, all right, fine. So, Cameron, you're aware of Generation Snowflake, I'm sure, aren't you? Of course, you're aware of this and trigger words and so on and so forth. Okay, well, stay there, because you're going to be playing Snowflake Buckaroo against Alex, who I think is in Derbyshire. Mm-hmm. Hello, Alex.
Indeed I am. Hello there.
Very good, Alex. You well?
Yes, I am indeed.
Good.
From the hills of Derbyshire, it's almost been snowing today, so I'm used to snowflakes. It gets nice and cold up there all the time.
Wow.
Very good. I'm indeed a snowflake.
Very
I am ready.
Very good. All right, well, you two are playing against each other, so here's how it's going to work. I'm going to go between the two of you and give you a list of trigger words in rounds, all right? You'll get trigger phrases. Now, each snowflake trigger phrase is phrases that are guaranteed to make a snowflake screech and panic and be offended, all right? So they're worth points. Each one is worth a point. I won't tell you the point until you've chosen your phrase. You hang it on the snowflake. First of you that gets to 21, that's bust. That's when the snowflake kicks off, runs away to the safe space, all right? That's the buckaroo moment. So are we ready to go?
Yes.
I think so.
I mean, it's not clear to me either, but let's see what happens. Here we go. With Snowflake Buckaroo. All right, Cameron, we'll go with you first on this one. Paid intern Cornelius is keeping score.
Yes.
Out of these two, which do you want to hang on the snowflake? Do you want to hang the phrase, let me find it, cultural appropriation of something innocuous like a Mexican hat, or fat shaming? Cameron, which of those trigger phrases, cultural appropriation of a Mexican hat or fat shaming?
Mexican hat.
You'll go Mexican hat, I can tell you. And that means that, Alex, you've got to have the other one, fat shaming. They're both worth 5 points. So you're on five each. Remember, 21 is the killer point. That's whenever you get to 21, you're lost. Right, Alex, you get to choose first this time. Are you going to hang which of these phrases on the snowflake? Cisgender ghosting. I don't even know what that is. But anyway.
Me neither.
Or hashtag White Cliffs of Dover so white. Which of those?
Ooh. Now, Cameron's from the coast, so it'd be more appropriate for you to have Dover. I mean, I've hardly seen coast in my life, so I'm going to go with ghosting because I don't know what it is.
You're going with ghosting. That's worth 6 points. Oof. And White Cliffs of Dover so white, hashtag, because that's offensive, is four. Oh, it's four.
Yeah.
Oh, which means that so far, Alexander's got 11. Cameron's got 9. Remember, 21 is the cut-off point. Okay, your turn again to choose first, Cameron. Mm-hmm. Are you going to hang upon the snowflake LBGT clicktivism or feminist fluidity?
Gotta be feminist fluidity.
Feminist fluidity, whoa. That gives you LBGT clicktivism. Alex, I can tell you they're both worth 2 points. 2 points.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, which puts you on 11, Cameron, and 13 to Alex there. All right, next one. Alex, you're choosing first. These phrases: gluten anxiety or validate wounded feelings.
I was literally having gluten anxiety the other day because I love olive bread, but I didn't want it to, like, expire, so I had to eat it all. I was like, no, too much gluten. Gluten anxiety. It's
you
gotta be.
Bloody snowflake. Right, all right. So I can tell you, though, 1 point each. 1 point each.
Oh.
We're crawling ahead now. 21, the cut-off point, remember, when the snowflake kicks off. Okay, here we go. Was that Alex choosing that one? Yeah. So, Alex choosing first this time. Emotional identity. Oh, no, hang on. Who chose first that time?
Yeah, I chose gluten.
Yeah, you did. Sorry. Yeah, so it's Cameron.
Cameron.
Okay.
Emotional identity status or fragility privilege?
Fragility privilege.
Oh, is five points. Fragility privilege.
5 points.
Emotional identity status. 3 points.
Oh.
That evens you both. You
are not good right now.
Sounded nicer. I picked that.
You are both on 17. So this is the one that could tip it over the edge. All right, here we go. Both on 17. Alex, you get to choose first in Snowflake Buckaroo. Band clapping in case it triggers trauma. Use jazz hands instead. Or panic attack. Because someone ordered a takeaway curry, and that's cultural appropriation as well.
The second one sounds like the ultimate millennial band name. So I'm
going
for that.
You're going for that? Oh, I can tell you. Panic attack because someone ordered a takeaway curry. If this takes you over, I mean, how many points you got to play with there? You've got 4 points to play with.
4 points.
If this takes you over, you're out, Alex. And Cameron wins.
Okay.
So
I'll never have a takeaway again, if so.
All right. It's worth 8 points as well.
Oh, no!
Oh, the snowflake kicked off. The snowflake's kicked off.
My trusty account.
Alex, the snowflake kicked off. That's it, you're gone. Alex, you're dead. The snowflake's run away to the safe space. It's all sensitive, Alex, and you're out of here.
I am actually shaking, so you are correct.
Cameron, that makes you the winner. Congratulations, Cameron. Good work. It's Snowflake Buckaroo on Talk Radio in the afternoon. We'll do another round of that and when we're back in a couple of weeks' time. Meanwhile, Yasmin Khan joins us now. She's on next. She's doing drive time this bank holiday. Hello, Yasmin Khan.
Hello, John Holmes. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, though?
I am not Sam Delaney.
No, you are definitely not him. You are not balding.
I hope not.
No.
Balding? He's completely bald, isn't he?
Yes.
No, that's just the light.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
That's fine.
That's how it is.
Good.
So, have you had a good show?
I don't know. I can't remember. I think it was fine.
I think it was all right.
It was. Yeah. It's good bank holiday
good
vibe
bank
to
holiday
it.
Vibe. There you go. You heard that from the producer.
Well, I will endeavour to carry that all the way through to 7 p.m.
I mean, we've set it up. The bar has been set fairly
high.
We can
leave some vibe behind.
Thank you. Is that what it is?
Yes.
I had to use a tissue last time. I didn't know what it was. Anyway, I'll tell you who don't have bank holiday vibe is all the thousands of people that have been sitting around in airports because of BA's, you know, little system failure.
It's a break of sorts, isn't it? I mean, there's shopping.
You know. What, in airport shops?
Yeah, you got your luggage with you because it's just been dumped in the baggage hall.
Yeah, because that wasn't working either.
No, that's right.
So, yeah, their chief exec has sort of said, not resigning. No. It's just a system failure. Can't really explain it. Hadn't really said why. A lot of people have said there were no ground staff at the airport. They didn't know what they were doing. But he's not going to resign.
No.
And talking of travel chaos, more bank holiday woes in terms of parking. And this is a bugbear of mine. Actually, it's not just bank holidays. It's all the time. Why are our councils so determined to make it so hard for us to park anywhere? And particularly in local areas where you're trying to get to your high street. Where I live, they've made it nigh on impossible to park. It's really expensive even just for a few minutes. And I know people will say, well, you know, you should just walk or whatever. But if you're going past and you want to grab something, you want to go to the local shop or to the chemist or whatever, it is nigh on impossible. And in a lot of town centres, this is becoming a real issue.
All right.
So we're going to talk about parking because everyone's got something to say about parking. We've also today got a politics update, or as I like to call it, he said, she said. We'll be doing that at 5 o'clock. We'll be catching up with Mr. Paul Ross.
Yes.
Because he's on his marginal mystery tour.
He's trapped at an airport. He just tweeted about it.
Oh, is he?
No, is he? Yeah. With BA?
EasyJet.
Oh.
Yeah, he's trapped. There's a delay.
That's quite funny.
They need to keep him amused because it could get messy.
He does get messy.
Yeah.
I think the evidence is there.
Yes. We're also going to be joined by actor, writer, performer Saikat Ahmed, who is in the West End at the moment. He's playing in The Miser alongside Griffith Jones and lots of other people. He's got his own show coming up in June called Strictly Bolty. Which is just a brilliant title. So he's going to come in and talk to us about that. We're also going to talk about diversity in film because Cannes, Will Smith and various others have made comments about lack of diversity, both in terms of people of colour on screen and also women. So we're going to be talking about that. And also we're going to be having a little moment, which I know you are as well, but it's the loss of John Noakes.
Indeed.
Yes.
Well, we're going to finish with that. On here as well. Thank you, Yasmin Khan. She's with you next on Talk Radio. I'm off for some days now. Mr. Tommy Boyd will be sitting in for the rest of the week. We'll see you when we get back. But we will leave you with this as a tribute to Mr. John Noakes. And I think the Baron Knights is how he'd want to be remembered.
Now you must have seen Blue Peter, that there television prog. Well, it used to have the brave John Noakes and Shep the trusty dog. But is he really trusty when the cameras start to roll? Now he wanders round the studio and brave John starts to call.
Get down, Shep. Keep still, boy. Do as you're told. Come here. Get down, Shep. Behave yourself or I'll cuff you round the ear.
John could never be alone, no matter where he went. Cause Shep would have a sniff around and soon pick up his scent.
Our cameraman, Terry, was waiting at the top, and he really did have a bird's-eye view of me reaching the worst part of the climb. Mind you, there are an awful lot to choose from because there are a great deal printed. I suppose two top favourites, you could say, are The Dandy with Corky the Cat and Beano with Biffo the Bear.
You know, there's nothing more peaceful than the sight of grazing sheep, but that peace would be shattered if little Skip got amongst them.
At this level, the plinth on which Nelson stands overhangs the column. I found myself literally hanging from the ladder with nothing at all beneath me.
But Lulu won't be there! Oh, get off me foot!
John could never be alone, no matter where he went. A Shep would have a sniff around and soon pick up his scent.
Election 2017 on Talk Radio.
The spin! The soapboxing! The swing!
But how big a swing, I'm not going to tell you.
Join the conversation party. Talk Radio.